traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Mary Knoll is people like Greg Darr, a lay missioner who worked in Kenya.
Mary Knoll gave me the tools to ask things of the world. If the response is that somebody is inspired enough to go out and help somebody, that's great. That's mission. And that's Mary Knoll. I'm just thankful I've been a part of that.
Mary Knoll is a 100-year-old Catholic organization of priests, sisters, brothers, laymen and women, helping the poor in 39 countries around the world. Mary Knoll and you can change the world. Find out how. Check out Mary Knoll's website, www.maryknoll.org, or call and order a subscription to Mary Knoll magazine in English or Spanish, 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. One world, one mission, Mary Knoll.
For another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. Oh, my goodness. We have something very, very, very special this week. And it's going to happen. We have a lot of good stuff happening, but something extra special at the end of this week. At the end of this week, we're going to have an interview with the folks at the African Registry. You know, the folks that were on a few months back talking to us about tracing your African ancestry. They're going to be back on and for two reasons to talk to you about this. Three reasons, actually. To talk to you about this, to disclose what country I came from in Africa, and to give away one free testing to some lucky listener out there. So, you must be wondering, how do I become this lucky listener? Well, here's the deal, folks. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to draw a name. A name. So some lucky family out there is going to be able to find out what roots, where their roots are on the continent, in the motherland. Here's how it works. Every hour this week, of every day this week, I'm going to be asking for the 10th caller. And if to make a call for to be the 10th caller. And you can only call if you win. You can't call back and try to get it again. And we're going to be doing that three times each hour. And at the end of the week, we'll take all of those names of those 10th callers and put it into a basket and draw it out. And the name, the family's name drawn out, will have their roots checked. How cool is that? So let's kick it off. Let's kick it off.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
And let the games begin. So let me get to what I want to get to while you get to what you want to get to. I am amazed as I live in, live in this country of ours. Every single day, I am amazed. And just when you think, we have a winner. We have a winner. Get off my phones. We have a winner. We have a winner. Try again. We're coming up for another one, so just keep your ears tuned for the call out. We have a winner. Get off my phones. Every day I'm amazed as I live in this country, as I breathe in this country, that amazing things happen. Amazing things happen. And just when I you think that more amazing things won't happen, they do. Now, if I want to get the record straight, I want to set the record straight. I want to make it clear. I live in a country, and if you live here, those of you that are listening that live here, you live here too. I live in a country where my good government says that they have a right to spy on me, and I don't have a right to do anything about it. I don't even have a right to know about it. I don't have a right. If I know, I can't tell anybody about it. And if somebody, and they have a right to go to my email provider, my web service provider, to tell them to spy on me. They have a right to go to my bank to tell my bank that the government has to get, that the government has a right to all of my records to spy on me. and the bank can't tell me, and my internet provider can't tell me, and my friends can't tell me. We live in a government, we live in a time where our government says that they have the right nor the duty to spy on us. And the defense of this, the defenseless act offered up by my good government, is that we are protecting you from the terrorists. It's so awful out here. It's so scary out here. The only way we can get at the terrorists is by spying on you, the American citizen. After all, the terrorists have phones. And you have a phone, don't you? Nuff said. Nuff said. I mean, that's the extent of the logic of the ex-cheerleader. So, they're trying to keep me safe from the terrorists, right? We have lost more liberties in this administration than has ever been have ever been lost in the history of this nation. All in the name of fighting terrorists. Then explain to me, and please pray for me so I do not cuss. Then explain to me why the HE double toothpicks that the same government that says that they can spy on me till they get tired has said that, has encouraged, has defended, supports the selling of our ports to companies controlled by foreign governments. Explain to me that. Explain that to me. I mean, if you heard the news just before I came on, you heard some of the rumblings about what's going on with this, but help me with this. A company a company at the Port of Miami has sued to block the takeover of shipping operations there by a state-owned business in the United Arab Emirates. Did you hear what I'm saying? Emeritus. It is the first American courtroom to effort to capsize the $6.8 billion sale. I want you to feel this. I want you to feel this. The ports in our country are a first line of defense. Our government is saying George Bush. No, it's worse than George Bush, because you can argue that he's an idiot. Okay. The guy that's in charge of Homeland Security says yes to this. Chernoff says yes to this. That we allow the sale of our control of our ports to a foreign entity. Now, even a second grader would have a problem with that. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Why the heck are you spying on me? You're not trying to keep us safe from the terrorists. You're not trying to keep us safe from the terrorists. It's just unbelievable that we have to have people like Clinton, Senator Clinton, and Robert Menendez of New Jersey to introduce legislation to prohibit companies owned or controlled by foreign governments from buying U.S. port operations. That just seems like government 101. What do you mean it's legal to sell our port, control our ports to foreign governments? I guess we can start, we need the money, we can start selling our airports off too. This is the purchase of the London-based Peninsular and Oriental Steam Navigation Company, the UK's largest port operator, and it's being purchased by DB World, Dubai's port company. With the acquisition, DB World would gain control over operations at the ports in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Miami, Baltimore, and New Orleans. It sounds like a dang Monopoly game. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you hear? Do you feel me? This is sick. This is huge on so many levels. This, the fact that this government, George W. Bush, has signed off on this, is insisting that this sale goes through, sees nothing wrong with it. Check it out. Condoleezza Rice said the administration would continue to support the sale and would brief members of Congress on its decision. It's the considered opinion of the U.S. government that this can go forward. Dubai is a very good friend of the United States. Two of the September 11th attacks in 2001, two of them were citizens of the United Arab Emirates, and the country's banking system helped transfer money to the plotters, according to Charles Schumer. We have people in our government saying that it's okay that control of the ports in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Miami, Baltimore, and New Orleans would now be in the hands of another country. I don't care who the country is. You know, where are all of you red, white, and bluers out there? Where are all of you, God bless America and only Americans out there? Where are all of you magnet-wearing folks supporting our troops? This dude has sold us out in the name of terrorism. And remember what I say, folks. A person that is a wrongdoer doesn't just limit their wrongdoing. Wrongdoing is not a partisan issue from the perspective of the wrongdoer. If George Bush is breaking the law in the face of Democrats, he can't hold his belly in. He's going to break the law in the face of all of you supporters out there, too. How is any American in the United States safe from anybody when the ports of our country is now being controlled by a foreign nation? And we have to have United States senators passing laws that prohibit companies owned or controlled by foreign governments from buying U.S. port operations. What the? We got to pass a law that's just not automatically illegal? It's not automatically illegal. These are scary times. These are frightening times. That's what happens when the fate of your nation is in the hands of an illiterate ex-cheerleader. That's what happens. And the head of Homeland Security has signed off on this, too. So what's the question, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, boys and girls, what's the question about this $6.8 billion sale? What's the question? What's the question we should be asking? How much money is Halliburton getting? How much money are the FOGs getting, Friends of George? Or the VRFOGs, the very rich Friends of George? Oh, these are amazing times. 1-877-920-WGNU is my long distance number. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. You can also check me out at my archived place. That would be whiterosesociety.org. That's where I am archived. Don't forget that WGNU is streamed every single hour of every single day, every minute of every hour at WGNU.net. My goodness gracious, we have much, much, much to talk about. Let's get some of that done. We're taking a break. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up. Cause a new day will come. And look to the sun, even when the darkness shall come. Oh, 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 oh.
It's real sun.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Granite Works. Westbound 70 between Madison and St. Louis Avenue, there's a report of an accident involving a tractor trailer, and the right lane is blocked. There's a brief slowdown. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main, the Union, no problems there. Eastbound 44 from 141 all the way to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 40 from Winghaven all the way into Long Road, nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and Cypress, traffic is lighter than normal. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend, look for no problems to report. Westbound 270 from the Canal Bridge all the way into West Florissant, look for normal traffic this hour. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street all the way, or Route 3 all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound 64 at Bowell Avenue and 5570, look for no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing looks good. Southbound Ballast Springdale, right lane's closed due to a water main break, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Granite Works. Just in at Granite Works, hundreds of incredibly beautiful pieces of granite from Brazil. Beautiful stones starting at $38 a square foot installed. Visit the showroom at 5959 Del Mar or call 862-6300 today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, not quite as cold, partly sunny with a high around 40 this evening. Look forward to partly cloudy skies, a low in the upper 20s. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high in the mid-40s. Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and or snow early in the evening, then changing to snow later in the evening to overnight. The low should be around 30. For Wednesday, look forward to mostly cloudy skies in the morning, becoming partly sunny during the afternoon, a high in the upper 40s. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour, or traffic and weather. This hour's traffic and weather has been sponsored by Granite Works. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees. Wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 16. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brian Kay, sales manager at WGNU Radio. Right now, you're hearing my voice. What you could be hearing is yours, telling people about your business. Call me during regular business hours at 314-454-6660 and let me show you how effective and affordable radio ads can be on WGNU and how they can bring new customers to you. Once again, that's Brian Kay at 314-454-6660. We can replace this ad with yours.
We, the believers at El Mukminun Islamic Center, would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on El Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. Let's focus on El Islam every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
My name is Liz Brown. My number is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, I'm going to say it again, 1-877-920-WGNU. Holla at me at 454-0400 or fax me at 454-6609 or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. Busy week. We're being told that everything's going to be safe once foreign interests control our ports in New York. Is anybody feeling the sense of irony that New York is where what happened in New York? What happened in New York? What was it? What was it? It's on the tip of my tongue, tip of my brain. What happened in New York City? Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 9/11 happened in New York. Does anybody feel the sense of twisted, ironic irony that the ports in New York where the bombing occurred are now going to be controlled by foreign interests who had connections to those who bombed the building? Welcome to George W. Bush's view of the world. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake up call, Lois.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Good morning.
It seems like to me that people don't really have nothing to say. Now, this is the way I just see it about anything when it comes to this country with buyouts, unless it happens to black people. Let me tell you what I mean by
that. Okay, you sound like you're really distant. Are you on?
No, there's something wrong with this phone.
Okay, I need you to call back because you sound really, really off. Okay, so call back. We'll leave a line open for you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz?
Yes.
Hold my hand while I walk briskly in the cold to work. Google and Yahoo in China, they are expressing, the Americans are expressing their opinions on the control that China has over the internet. This is something that is very, very important that the Americans must realize that they have to go by their rules in China, because the Chinese government can run two governments at the same time, capitalism and communism, two governments. Now, what you were talking about earlier, they indicate, madame, indicate that the United States government cannot afford to finance the borderline cost. They are running broke, Liz. The government is running broke. My father told me that the government can produce as much money as it can, but it can't. It's running broke. They have to rely on other foreign governments to help to finance their terrible situation.
All right, Clark. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Liz Brown.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Mr. Weaver.
Yes, ma'am. I was just wanted to let you know that, do you know that the American Water Company is owned by the Germans?
It's coming. The whole privatization piece. Our country is being picked off, pieced off. You know, we're all going to sound like those conspiracy nut jobs that live in the, you know, up in the hills of Montana somewhere that you know, wear tinfoil on their heads. They were right. They were right.
Now, and another thing I wanted to know, does anybody know if Rupert Murdoch is an American citizen?
He's not.
Well, I heard Bill O'Reilly talking about Pierce Brosnan, saying that he's not even an American citizen. Well, neither is Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Who owned your station.
And wasn't there a time when no American could own 100% of anything in the United States?
Thanks to
Newt
getting rich.
Nah,
they've gotten rich. Thanks for your call.
Yes, ma'am.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Leah.
Yes, Dolores.
Oh, okay. What I was saying was, remember now when black people were trying to invest in something, Bill Cosby. I remember when he was trying to buy, I think it was the Denver Broncos.
No, you're talking about he tried to buy CBS.
I thought it was a football team.
No, CBS.
Okay, mm-hmm. Remember now how
or NBC, I think. Well, one of the networks.
Uh-huh. Well, remember how they were all up in arms about this and blocked all they could. But it seems like the only time they really get up in arms about anything is if it's black people want to buy in any kind of company, big company. That's the way it just seems to me. I don't know if that seems like that. You know, what I'm saying, in this country, when you look at the Arabs, how they have bought up the church's chickens, the subways, the service station, and all of this, you never hear them complain about that.
Never hear who complain.
I'm talking about white people. complain about none of that.
Oh, I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
I haven't heard them.
Oh, well, I have. I have. With all the race, of course I've heard that. Racism hasn't gone anywhere. There's racism against against Arab people.
But you see,
but the difference is that when you have individuals that are coming from another country that have money to buy despite racism, that affords you an opportunity to do things.
But Liz, I know some that didn't come here. Some, especially, I know some, I'm not going to mention a name.
I understand.
Didn't come here. But they was not redlined.
I understand.
In these banks like we were.
And again. If it's a competition between who we're going to engage in the most kind of racism against, we win. People of African descent win. There's no question about that. But to make the argument that Arab people are not discriminated against in this country or there's not racist feelings towards Arab people, that's inaccurate. It's not the same as black people. Nothing is. Nothing is. And I've got to roll. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to stay with me. I'll be back after this. 454-0400.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So good luck. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Gaza City. The United States is telling the Palestinian Authority it has to return $50 million worth of help from America. The Bush administration made the demand this weekend because it does not want a Hamas-led government to have that money. The money was appropriated last year to help with infrastructure projects after Israel pulled out from Gaza and some parts of the West Bank. Israel is already on record saying it's going to stop making transfers of tax revenues to the Palestinian Authority now that the Hamas party has taken over. Israel also is going to put a hold on plans to rebuild a Gaza seaport and airport. Israel is seeking to punish the Palestinians until the Hamas leadership comes out with a statement saying they renounce their pledge of violence against Israel. And Dateline Raleigh. State and national religious officials are blasting the North Carolina Republican Party for its request to send the church directories of its members to party officials. 2 years ago, the Bush-Cheney campaign also requested Republican activists around the country furnish their church directories to the national party, and also to allow their churches to be used as bases for political organizing. The RNC finally backed away from that idea, although the committee said it was nothing that violated any federal tax laws. The head of the Republican Party in North Carolina said this request for the names of church members is so that they can be registered and educated on the issues. The GOP says it has a study that shows when people go to church regularly, they usually vote Republican. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Target at center range rate. IFF response unknown.
Listening to one of the most advanced and highly mobile surface-to-air weapon systems utilized by the U.S. Army. It goes by the name of Staff Sergeant Patrick Dolman, Crew Chief of the Avenger Air Defense System, and an Army of One.
For more information, call Sergeant First Class Mural at 314-487-7771. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Dunn. Join me at midnight every Monday through Friday right here on WGNU. Yes, you heard right. Every night at midnight, Monday through Friday. Congress isn't the only group of people up at midnight, don't you know? Now the conspiracy hunter is flying under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and in world capitals and to discuss it with you. It's information that matters to all of us. Remember, join me at midnight Monday through Friday for The Conspiracy Hunter with Decent Guy Don Griffin on AM 920 WGNU, the station with something for everyone, even at midnight. See you then.
Radio is a very effective means of communication. Right now, thousands of people are hearing this message. Those same people could be hearing your message on WGNU right now. And each person who hears your ad is a potential customer. Is your business really strong enough that it can afford to pass up that many potential clients? To find out how affordable advertising on WGNU can help your business, call sales manager Brian Kay during regular business hours at 314-454-6660.
Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Boom, clack, boom, clack. I want a rim shot, hey. Diggy, diggy, a rim shot, hey. Come on, a rim shot.
Welcome back, welcome back. Boom. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Get to me. We have so much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I was wondering if you had heard that I was listening to the radio, I think Friday evening, and there were some people calling in saying that there was a tape that they translated from Osama bin Laden telling Saddam Hussein to take the weapons of mass destruction and fly them to Syria. I was going to say, don't laugh yet. but have you heard anything about this?
I have not heard anything about that.
It's so puzzling. Every time we get in the election year, you know, these tapes seem to pop up.
We hear about attacks on buildings in San Francisco and elsewhere. Bunk.
But how long have they had this so-called tape, and why come they wait until 06 to translate it?
Well, remember, we don't have very good translators, so, you know, I'm sure that these guys, they don't know what they're doing. That's absurd. Yeah, I believe that. You believe that? Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I was just wanting to remark on what you were talking about, the ports, that's what I called last week. I was just amazed, and I was saying that's what we should be ducking from,
okay,
for real.
Isn't that something?
This is something.
This administration, who wants to spy at us because we're all potential terrorists because we have phones, just like the terrorists have phones, that they want to spy on us, but it's perfectly reasonable to them to sell ports in New York, ports in New Orleans, ports in New Jersey, all of these ports to foreign
Philadelphia,
you know, all of these ports to foreign interests. That's insanity.
It is. and the people calling in on C-SPAN this morning, Republicans are in an uproar. I'm looking at that. It's on mute now. They're saying they're not going to vote Republican again. They're just going off.
In life. I mean, this is so crystal clear. This is so crystal clear to any, and even someone who is not a red, white, and blue, or like I'm not.
Right.
You know, this cuts across party lines. This cuts across race lines. This cuts across class lines. This cuts across gender lines. This cuts across education lines. And this cuts across levels of stupidity lines.
Right. I mean, you know what a crackhead do? I was listening to a gentleman that called before and said the country's broke. When a crackhead's broke, he starts selling off stuff. So say they run to the pawn shop, now they're selling off the ports, and they're going to be selling off the state towers. You know, they're selling stuff. They steal the stuff to sell stuff.
Show you right.
Anything is up for grabs.
Watch your TV sets.
Listen, I wanted to thank you for encouraging me, and I want to encourage all other senior citizens. I'm 62. To get a computer, you say, get out the dark ages, get a computer.
That's right.
Got one. When my daughter said, what you want? I said, I want a computer.
Okay.
And they got me one. I'm sitting here listening to you on whiterose.org.
Get
while I'm
here.
Reading Milton Alamadi. Saying, girl, I'm not surfing the web. I'm power chairing, crippling with my walk across the web. But we're getting there.
Outstanding, Barbara. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I'm so proud. I tried to email you twice last week, and I don't have that down yet because I put in LizBrown.com, and that didn't work. Now, I just heard it was Revolution.
Revolution at
LizBrown.com. I got it now. I'm going to be writing you.
All right now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 455-404. It is my phone number. Show you right. What does a crackhead do when they start selling everything and stealing your stuff and selling it too? That's what George Bush is doing. I'm telling you, these folks are self-destructing. Check this out. In the Big Sky country, in Bozeman, Montana. This is a redder than red state, right? This is a redder than red, super red on red in red state, right? Check this out. At Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply, amid the calf pens, muck buckets, and bags of horse feed, there are signs of trouble for the GOP. You know a word that they're saying up there in Bozeman, Montana? Missoula, Montana. You know what they're saying? You know what word they're saying? They're saying the A word. The A word. And no, it's not what you think. Abramoff. They're talking up in Bozeman, Montana. They're talking up about Abramoff. This is one guy, one citizen's comments. Jack Bolander, a retiree who voted for three-term Senator Conrad Burns because the Republican Party delivered mounds of federal aid to Montana. He said he was deserting the incumbent in the November election. He said, I appreciate what Burns brought to the state, but at what cost? We seem to be selling out to the special interests. That's what a red-on-red-on-red in red Republican is saying in Bozeman, Montana. And the Republican guy who should be safe, I mean, this is a guy, a senior senator with a record of securing for the state millions of dollars in federal aid. He is spending millions of dollars now in commercials. And you know what else is ticking off the Montanians? 6% of the population in Montana are Native Americans. And people know that he cheated American. And I mean, just check it out. You from Montana, 6% of your population are Native Americans, and your best buddy cheated Native Americans. Come on now. Oh, these are difficult times. These are difficult times for the Republicans. And this port thing may be the thing that seals their fate. That seals their fate. Every red, white, and blue are out there. Every American. I defy you. To go across this country and speak to any American and see if they would be supportive of selling control of our ports to foreign interests. I don't care what for what country it is, foreign interests, let alone foreign interests that had connections to 9/11. And you want to tap my phone? Ooh, ooh. My name is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. You need to stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Should six of the nation's largest ports be turned over to an Arab-run company?
The people who are doing this are politically tone-deaf, and politically tone-deaf in the sense that they don't even realize what a terrible signal this is sending to the American people, and for that matter, sending to, you know, the rest of the world.
Republican Congressman Peter King of New York and plenty of his colleagues on both sides of the aisle agree, but the White House says there's nothing to worry about.
The Secretary of Homeland Security promises precautions will be put in place, protecting ports from New York and Philadelphia all the way to Miami and New Orleans. But that has not quieted the voices of concern. A Middle Eastern company has purchased the operating rights to run big U.S. American ports. The company is owned by the United Arab Emirates, a nexus of terrorist connections after September 11th. Some members of Congress complain it could lead to Al-Qaeda getting jobs in U.S. ports. M. Compton, ABC News, the White House.
There's still no word on the fate of 65 Mexican coal miners trapped deep underground after an explosion. Family members gathered at the entrance to the mine. They built bonfires to keep themselves warm overnight. It's been 30 years since the U.S. won the gold medal in ice dancing, but that could change tonight.
Kenneth Belvin and Ben Augusto skated a sultry and energetic Latin dance program that vaulted them into second place heading into the free dance competition. It's the first time, Augusto said, we've been in a competition where it's this close. Augusto kept dancing even after the music stopped. His and Belvin's performance stood out on a night when five couples fell, including the Italian pair that had been in first place. The two glared at each other, and the tension froze spectators. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Torino.
History of another kind at the Games. Italian police staged a late-night doping raid. They found syringes and other items in some Austrian athletes' rooms. This is ABC News.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At Check&Go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check&Go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Rescuers in a Philippine village thought they'd heard sounds coming from the site of a school, which is now covered by mud. It's part of an entire village buried by a landslide. About 1,800 people are still missing. Slugger Barry Bonds may have just about had it with baseball. The San Francisco Giants outfielder tells USA Today that he'll retire after this upcoming season, whether he breaks the home run record or not. Reporter Bob Nightingale.
I mean, he's so close to Babe Ruth, I think, yeah, he cares about that one. But I really don't think he cares about breaking Hank Aaron's record. I think he has so much respect for Hank. If he breaks it, fine. If not, so what?
Well, the Giants website says something different. It says Bond's future depends on his surgically repaired knee. You could have a little celebration while you eat your breakfast this week. Kellogg certainly wouldn't mind. The world's biggest cereal producer is 100 years old. The company is well known for a number of brands like Rice Krispies, which you're hearing an early jingle for right here. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
another update of WGNU News. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Sears. I'm Peyton Colston. Workers at a local nursing home say they're preparing to go on strike over cuts in benefits. The employees of Beauvais Manor Nursing Home, represented by the Service Employees International Union Local 2000, demonstrated yesterday outside the nursing home. They say the nursing home's cuts to their health care and staffing levels are hurting both caregivers and residents. In other news, local clergy abuse survivors say they're worried that a priest facing trial in Michigan could also have victims in the Metro East. Father John Rabideau was arrested last week as he tried to re-enter the U.S. after spending 7 years in South America. Rabideau is being held in Florida and will be tried in Michigan on charges of sexually abusing three boys in the mid-80s. Members of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests leafleted yesterday outside Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Alton, where Rabideau was assigned in the early 1990s. He also worked at the now-closed St. Patrick's Parish in Alton. Civil rights and gay rights advocates are celebrating a legal victory for a lesbian seeking to become a foster parent. A Jackson County judge last week overturned the Missouri Department of Social Services' denial of Lisa Johnston's application. Johnston had applied to become a foster parent to a child she hoped to raise along with her partner, Don Roginski. The judge ruled that the Department of Social Services turned Johnston down based on a law that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned more than 2 years ago. And finally, parents of St. Louis Public School students have a new tool at their disposal. The district's new Parent Resource Center was unveiled Friday and is designed to increase parent and community involvement and strengthen school, home, and community partnerships. The center will provide things such as job readiness skills, job resume skills, and computer training. It's the first ever district-wide resource center devoted to parents. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by Sears. Thursday through Tuesday, it's the President's Day sale at Sears. You'd better hurry. These deals won't be around forever. Get a big start at the President's Day sale at Sears. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Milton with this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, Westbound 70 between Madison and St. Louis Avenue. Look for an accident involving a tractor trailer on the left lane, and that's the only one that is getting by at this hour. Traffic jams through northbound 55. Northbound 55 at Richardson Bayless. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from 109 all the way into Bowles looks good. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and McKnight is flowing freely. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way into Cypress. Nothing to report this hour. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Doherty Ferry. Look for everything to be on the move. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into 170. Everything looks good. Westbound 40 between 270 and Boone Bridge. Nothing there. Westbound 5570 from Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is looking good. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue, the 5570 split. No problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic. Traffic is slow as you approach across the bridge this hour. And Goodfellow at 70, look for a disabled vehicle partially blocking an on-ramp. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle through February. Purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday for today, partly sunny, high around 40 this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, pretty much the same, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Tuesday evening, however, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain and or snow early in the evening, then chance of snow late in the evening and overnight, the low around 30. And then for Wednesday, look forward to mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, a high in the upper 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 22. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 16. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour.
I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So good luck.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. Our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And. Don't forget that the show is archived every day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Don't forget, we have a winner for our last contest, but stay tuned. There'll be more opportunities in this hour, next hour, and the hour after that. So stay tuned. All last hour we were... We were talking about the sell-off of American stuff. The mind-numbing, mind-boggling, breathtaking, astounding decision to give control, to sell control of our ports in New Orleans, in New York, in Philadelphia, to foreign interests. Now, I am not a red, white, and bluer. But I think this resonates with every single American citizen out there, the foolishness of this. And the question that was raised is you don't have a $6 billion sale in this country without somebody from this administration getting some kind of payola. Somebody getting some money somewhere. Halliburton's got to have their fingerprints in and on or around this. Somebody that they know is making money off this deal. And the interesting thing is that the connective thing is that there's not just graft going on in Iraq. We have graft, payola, going on right here where we live. And it happens every time you turn on your radio to listen to music. Huh. You want to know what radio payola is? Well, we're going to talk about that this hour. And we're going to talk about it with Tim Carr. He is the campaign director of Free Press. He's joining us from New York City. Tim, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Very good. What's radio payola?
Well, radio payola is a practice that's been a part of radio broadcasting almost since it began in the 1920s and 30s. It really came to prominence in the 1950s when recording labels, record companies, realized that they could make a lot of money selling records by bribing radio stations to play their records. The problem, of course, with this pay-to-play scheme is that it's illegal. You cannot, the radio airwaves belong to the public, and when stations license to use them, they have to serve the public interest and not the interest of the corporations that are trying to sell music to the public. So when you know, a record company pays a radio station $1,000 to play Celine Dion or Jessica Simpson, the radio station is obligated reveal that scheme to their listeners, and oftentimes they don't.
That explains so much about the music that we're hearing. How on earth is Ashley Simpson a real singer? You know, because people are getting money to play these songs by these people over and over and over again.
Yeah, and you know what happens when big recording labels team with the large radio companies. You know, there's a handful of radio companies out there that own thousands of radio stations across this country. When that happens, you get all of these mainstream, you know, acts being pushed to the top of playlists, and then local acts or diverse acts or music that appeals to a certain community, you know, but not to the lowest common denominator in American musical taste, those get shoved off the radio waves. So it creates, you know, it's the reason why a lot of people think commercial radio is in decline right now.
Well, because you can be sitting in any place, any city in the United States, and you will hear the same song almost playing at the same time.
Yes, and
that has a lot to do with the 1996 Telecommunications Act, doesn't it?
That is right. In 1996, we passed a piece of legislation that was pushed through Congress by a lot of these same corporations who spend tens of millions of dollars to woo and influence our elected officials, that effectively deregulated the radio industry. And what you had prior to that, there were no single company owned more than 65 radio stations. Today, nearly 10 years later, you have a company like Clear Channel, which owns almost 1,300 radio stations. And so when local radio stations get bought up by these large national broadcast conglomerates, there's a tendency, you know, for them to want to profit. And what that means is that they strip local radio stations of their newsrooms and the capacity that they need to be really responsive to their local communities. And then they homogenize content across their network of radio stations. So you have this sort of kind of corporate music that just dominates the radio dial across the country.
Well, if there's so few radio stations now because of the Telecommunications Act of 1996 and the whole reducing it down into certain types of music, then what's the need for payola now?
Well, it's changed some. What used to happen was that these record companies would give money and prizes and in some cases even drugs to local DJs to play songs. They now no longer need to go from station to station. They can go to corporate headquarters and in bribing one company, cover the bases for, in the cases of a company like Clear Channel.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, one-stop shopping. So it's more of an institutional payola. And this is a problem. This is the work that we do at Free Press is we identify the problem of consolidation. When you have large corporations taking over more and more local news and music outlets, both in radio and television, you have this kind of dumbing down of American media.
And so when we talk about payola, what does it look like? Is it the same type of payola that was happening in the 50s, or is it bigger, better, and more comprehensive?
Well, it's kind of tricky. I mean, they now have these middlemen called independent promoters who pass money. They sort of launder money from the big recording labels to the stations, and it takes on different forms. Like you'll have, Sony Music, which was revealed in a recent investigation by Attorney General Elliot Spitzer in New York. Sony Music was giving radio DJs, instead of just money, they were giving them like tennis shoes, like Adidas tennis shoes, or they were giving prizes like trips to Las Vegas. And they were allowing the radio stations to run competitions where the actual listeners would get prizes. And what they didn't reveal was that all of this money and prizes was tied up with this agreement to play corporate music for their listeners.
I don't understand. Tied up with the agreement to play the music. How did that work?
Well, the recording labels would have a significant chunk of their budget that goes to local radio stations. And they ask local DJs to play a certain list of acts, and then the DJs can report back and say, yes, we did play, for example, Ashley Simpson, and then money is then distributed to them. But it's more than just money. As I was saying, sometimes they give prizes, they give tennis shoes to DJs, or they sponsor competitions and where people get free trips and things like that. But it's exchange of money to prioritize playlists for these large companies, and so that people who listen on the other end will hear this music, and the thinking is that then they'll go straight to their record store and they'll buy these artists. And of course what happens is that local acts or diverse acts aren't a part of this equation, and it just makes for a very, very commercial music scene when there are thousands of other artists who are working independently.
Well, can we say by looking at the types of people that get on the playlist, the Ashley Simpsons, do they look a certain way? Do they sound a certain way? Is there some kind of commonality with those that are on the payola?
Well, it's all driven by market economics.
Mm-hmm.
It means that, if they think that a certain artists will sell well over a certain type of radio station that caters to a certain demographic, they'll push that artist there. But you do have to, that, for example, Celine Dion, her last album was heavily promoted via some of these radio stations, and yet it didn't do well at all. I mean, the people just didn't like it. And so you would turn on your radio station, and you would be listening to what the corporate recording labels think Americans like, not exactly what Americans themselves like. So it's this ability for the large recording labels, and there are about six or seven in this country that really control most of what music is recorded and sold, and it's their ability to dictate musical taste at the expense, in some cases, of the rest of us. You might want to listen to something else.
Do they make a mistake often? In terms of like, okay, they played and played Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, I think they did. That didn't sell so well, but.
Do they make mistakes like that often, though? I mean, I think Ashley Simpson's a mistake, but people are buying the album.
There's some people that like these artists. It's fine. I think the real problem is that, we have such a great a great and diverse musical scene in the United States. There are thousands and thousands of artists across every genre of music, and it's a really vibrant force, and it's dictated, you know, American rock and roll and rhythm and blues and hip-hop have really been a major force in American culture. And to see that almost, you know, revolutionary force become dictated by a very, you know, few people who control the marketplace is really sad. There are a lot of artists out there who have really important things to say through their music, and unless they get in bed with these very large recording labels who are themselves in bed with these very large radio corporations, their music will not be heard. And the interesting thing is that a lot of these artists have already accepted that, and so they're now distributing their music independently. They have their own websites. They distribute, you know, the MP3s, the digital musical music files that can be downloaded via the computer, and they're doing an end around the music industry, but it still pales by comparison to the power of these large conglomerates and their ability to sell millions of records. So it's a crime on the books. Pale is a crime. There are laws, federal laws against it, but it's also sort of a crime against our culture.
How do they find out that this is happening? Are there whistleblowers? How do we discover this? I mean, it sounds like a victimless crime. Who's reporting it?
Well, I would say, you know, the victims are really those people who want to hear good music
right
on their public airwaves. I mean, these airwaves are owned by us, and the radio stations have an obligation to serve their public.
Into a courtroom, who's telling?
Well, there are some whistleblowers within the industry. Some of them have fallen out of favor and, you know, left their radio stations and have come forth and said, you know, this is what's happening. Right now, it's being driven primarily by the New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, who has launched a very thorough investigation of both the recording industry and the broadcasting. He subpoenaed 9 of the largest radio conglomerates, companies like Clear Channel and Viacom and Cumulus and others, and he is getting their records, their files, so that he can investigate how Paola works in contemporary radio.
They also have a kind of like a Jack Abramoff thing going on that he was a big time. I mean, people are going to get convicted because Jack Abramoff kept all of the emails. There are a lot of emails that are telling
things
on folks in this story too.
There are embarrassing emails where you have, you know, recording labels dealing with independent producers, dealing with radio stations where they're distributing, you know, money and prizes to local DJs in exchange for, you know, airplay of Celine Dion and Ashley Simpson and others.
And it's right there in the email.
It's right there in the email. The email, you know, the email never lies, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah, and one of the things I think, well, let me ask you this question. Do you think that the American people really understand how huge entity like Clear Channel is and all of the tentacles of Clear Channel and how much is impacted about what you see and what you hear by what Clear Channel does?
Well, I think what the American people need to understand, and maybe a lot of them don't, is that the airwaves over which broadcast television and radio are transmitted are owned by the public. And so we have, whenever we give a radio station the right to use the airwaves to broadcast their music and programming, it's through a federal license. And as a part of that process, they have to return services to the public. And what's happened over the last 40 years or so is more and more large corporations have really squatted on our airwaves. And because they're so powerful in Washington, they spend millions of dollars to influence our elected representatives, they have stripped those obligations to serve the public from their license agreement. So now we have very large corporations like Clear Channel that control nearly 1,300 stations across the country with impunity. I mean, there's a sense that they can do whatever they want over the air.
And it's not just the stations. Don't they own billboards? Don't they own, I mean,
Clear Channel is one of the largest outdoor advertising companies. They own billboards as well as they do a lot of concert promotions.
Right.
So they own a lot of of the other side of the music industry, which is the live performances. Now that's just one. And the for Viacom, which is another company that owns a lot of radio stations, also owns CBS, which is a television station, and they also own several local television stations across the country. So you have these very large conglomerated media companies that are probably the most powerful institutions, among the most powerful institutions in the United States, and they're very forcefully lobbying to for the ability to run roughshod over our publicly owned airwaves, which results, this sort of light touch results in the kind of pale of crimes that we've been talking about.
And then there's also a political component to this, too, because Clear Channel has also been involved in making decisions, what are political decisions of what should be put on billboards.
Well, the chairman and the family that started Clear Channel, the Mays family out of San Antonio, Texas, are very politically conservative. And so, for example, at the onset of the war in Iraq, when the Dixie Chicks in a live performance in London criticized President Bush for getting involved there, several radio stations have boycotted music by the Dixie Chicks, and that boycott is still in place to this day. So you have the ability not only to control musical airplay, but actually to intimidate artists who want to take a political stance.
If the airways are owned by all of us, How could a company maintain a license if they are denying, if they are boycotting a particular artist?
Well, this is really the crux of the issue.
And I need you to hold that thought because we have to take a break.
All right.
I'll be back with Tim Carr, campaign director of Free Press, joining us from New York City. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 between Old MacArthur Bridge and 70 is stop-and-go traffic due to an accident on westbound 70 after Madison. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Guyer. No problems to report there. Eastbound 40 from Clayton Warson all the way into McKnight. Look for an incident reported. The right lane is blocked this hour. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Air Flight is lighter than normal. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Doherty Ferry. Look for no problems to report. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into 170, everything's on the move. Westbound 40 between Lindbergh and Timberlake, no problems there. Westbound 5570 from Route 3 onto the PSB, look for normal traffic. Westbound 64 at Bowell Avenue and 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank and Cleats Landing, traffic congestion is cleared now. Southbound Ballast at Springdale, right lane's closed due to water main repair work going on at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, partly sunny, high around 40. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Tuesday, pretty much the same, partly sunny with a high in the mid 40s. Tuesday evening, however, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and or snow early in the evening, then a chance of snow overnight with a low around 30. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon, the high in the 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 20 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 22. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's about 16, so bundle up if you're heading out to the bus stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, it's more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your
best. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton. 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you. Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're talking about payola, radio payola. And our guest this morning is Tim Carr, campaign director of Free Press, joining us from New York City. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
And we were talking on the way out. I wanted you to finish your thought.
We were talking a little bit about how payola works and how it impacts local musical talent.
Mm-hmm.
You have very large corporations that oftentimes can dictate musical tastes through illegal payment schemes to local radios that push artists like Celine Dion and Ashley Simpson to the top of playlists. And what's this? What's really happening here is that it's an abuse of publicly owned airwaves. There is a licensing procedure that gives radio stations the right to use our airwaves in exchange for public service. And so the public really needs to get involved if they think, you know, payola is a real problem.
But how can a radio station, they're boycotting the Dixie Chicks right now. How can a radio station that is owned by us be allowed to boycott an artist?
Well, the radio stations themselves are not owned by the public. The radio airwaves are owned by the public, and they get away with this because the regulatory structure that oversees the use of our airwaves has become so corrupted by influential lobbyists. The media industry, the big corporations that own radio stations, spend tens of millions of dollars to woo and influence people in Washington, our elected representatives, to back away from overseeing the use of our airwaves. And the result is, when you allow these large corporations to control the airwaves with impunity, is that you'll find sort of the lowest common denominator. There's this kind of bottom feeding, where they try to put forth the most profitable music across the radio dial without any consideration for local taste or independent artists. So you get this kind of dumbing down of our public airwaves because these large corporations want to try to make as much money as possible without having to do any work to respond to local interests and local needs. And so, there are things you can do, and people can...
Oh, I mean, before we get to that, I want to get to some of our callers.
All right, great.
Christine, you have a question for our guest, Tim Carr.
Yes, I'd like to know, how powerful is Premier Radio Station?
Thanks for your call.
She said Premier Radio
yes.
Station?
Mm-hmm.
Is she referring to a radio station?
I don't know. She said, how powerful is Premier?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that one station.
All right, let's get to this caller. You have a question for our guest, Tim Carr.
Yes, I was wondering how come the local independent artists here in St. Louis don't get a chance to enjoy regular airplay like the mainstream artists. Have a good day.
Thanks. Well, the problem is that in order to get access to mainstream airways, is that you really need to be part of this sort of big corporate cabal, which involves large recording labels and the conglomerate-owned radio stations. And so local artists have a real tough time of breaking into that. And even if they do break into that, if they sign a contract with a major recording label, they're then subject to this process where their music is distributed through these illegal channels by paying bribes to local radio stations. And this is fairly commonplace across the industry. Fortunately, a lot of local artists have figured out a way around that. They're starting to build their own websites and distribute their music via a lot of online clubs and through local independent fanzines, so that people have become frustrated with commercial radio and are looking for other ways to get to the music that they like.
Are people really going to jail for this? Has anybody gone to jail for this?
No one has gone to jail for payola crimes. There have been fines, and there have been, there's been the threat of jail time, but it has not been seriously enforced. And again, this is the problem. The regulatory agencies, Federal Communications Commission, has not been forceful enough in going after license holders, these local radio stations that abuse these rules, so that with stronger enforcement, fines and even potential jail time.
Some people would say, Tim, that they're playing Ashley Simpson all the time, every hour on the hour, because that's what people want to hear.
Well, it could be a bit of the chicken and egg scenario. It's like, are they giving people the music that they want, or are they telling the people this is the music that they want? And in some cases, like we spoke earlier about Celine Dion, it seemed to be the latter, where they're actually forcing a musical agenda upon the listening audience, when in the end, record sales showed that, in fact, the people were interested in this artist and, would have rather had something else.
And so what can be done about this?
Well, you can get involved locally by supporting local independent artists. There are a lot of groups in cities like St. Louis that and across the country in Seattle and elsewhere that have there are local venues for local artists. There are independent stations, oftentimes through local colleges that will play local acts, and you can learn more about those artists by going to their website. You can also get involved in the process of regulation by writing letters to the FCC about local stations that abuse these crimes. You can go to our website, freepress.net. We have a national map there where you can click on your state. You can click on Missouri, and it will show what stations are being investigated in your state. And you can write to the FCC, and you can also write to the local station managers. We have their addresses there, and say, you know, you need to do a better job.
And one final question. Aren't the musicians, aren't the artists making money off of the payola? I mean, isn't this what it's partly about?
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of when artists sign these big recording labels, you know, you hear a lot about a lot of that money that would initially go to them is taken off of their cut, and it actually goes to promotion, and it goes to this sort of promotion. So you'll have artists who on the surface would seem to be successful in that they have these big contracts. But in the end, a lot of the money that they make up front goes to these sorts of deals. So you know.
So they're paying for the payola?
They're paying for the payola because the recording labels oftentimes say, you know, we're not going to give you any money until you make money for us. And so first we're going to use that money first to try to promote your music. And oftentimes that promotion scheme involves these illegal deals. So it's bad for music and it's bad for local artists.
And what's that website again, please, Tim?
Freepress.net, and they'll see there's a large payola button right in the middle of the page, and you can go to a map there and click on your state, and it will tell you what stations are being investigated today.
Tim Carr, campaign director of Free Press. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
Have a great day. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. I'll be back with your calls and comments and concerns and questions and issues and all of that stuff in just a moment. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my toll-free. Get to me.
For the free DNA heritage and ancestry analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So the wake-up call global news update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Tunis. The government of Tunisia has signed an agreement to allow for an American military presence in that North African state. According to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, this agreement will allow American forces to deploy and train in Tunisia. Rumsfeld says the Pentagon needs a foothold in that region because it's being used now by Al-Qaeda as a staging ground for new operations. And Dateline London. A new scientific study indicates the ice cap in Greenland is melting faster than anyone has anticipated. Many of the big glaciers of Greenland are dumping twice as much ice into the sea than just 5 years ago. The scientific community feels there is enough ice in Greenland to raise global sea levels by over 20 feet. If that would happen, there would be major flooding of coastal population centers throughout the world. The ice sheet of Greenland is about the size of Mexico and is thousands of feet thick. Over the last quarter century, air temperature there has risen by 3 degrees centigrade. Glaciers in the North Atlantic form when large parts of the ice shelf break off and drift out into the ocean. Scientists say most of the activity is on the southern part of the Greenland ice shelf, but there is evidence to suggest that the northern half could soon start to shed ice floes as well, and that's probably due to global warming. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by Alliance Financial.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis for
over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late-breaking church news,
words of inspiration,
and, well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stella Reed,
and me, Brother Mel St. Clair, Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I just have to say this. I am so excited for Friday when the folks from the African Registry, African Ancestry, are going to be on the show. And I'm going to find, because I don't know yet. They haven't told me yet. What country in Africa my people come from? What's really, really cool? They've been doing this on television, doing this. Africans are making this connection. And what's really amazing is, well, let me just tell you this. Quincy Jones, musician extraordinaire, genius, Jesse, walks on water. He is dead up, absolute genius. He traced his roots back to a country in Africa, to a particular tribe in Africa, and guess what? This is a tribe of Africans from this particular country, I don't know which country it was, that are musicians. How cool is that? How amazing is that? How amazing is that? So I'm just really, 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 really excited to find out on Friday where my people hail from. And, you know, if there's an African tribe of talkers, maybe that's where we come from. Because my mom, in her college yearbook, she put down, well, you put down hobbies. Some people put reading down. Some people put writing down, acting. My mother's hobby was talking. So maybe, I don't know. It's going to be so exciting to find out on Friday where my people come from. And I'm excited for you all because one lucky person, one lucky family is going to be able to have a tighter connection to home, to the continent of Africa. So I'm looking forward to that on Friday. Now let me get back to the other part of the world that we live in, this political world that we live in. Americans are rightly losing their minds over the selling of our port to foreign interests. I don't care where they are from. I don't care what country these people hail from. Nobody should control the ports of New York but Americans. But yet we have an administration controlled by a former cheerleader who says, don't worry about it. Shut up. Sit down. It's no big deal that the country that is controlling your ports is the same country that has connections to what happened on 9/11. Don't worry about it, is what this administration is saying. And I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I submit to you, boys and girls out there, I submit to you this, that this issue is going to be the last straw. It's going to be the last political straw. Because Republicans are already running scared out there. Republicans are already running away from, they're attempting to run away from their Abramoff scandals, their Kenny Boy Lay scandals, their Brownie scandals. They're running away from failed Iraq policy scandals. They're running away from spying scandals. I mean, these babies, they're going to be in really good shape at the end of this electoral season and time, because they're running. Now you add this on top of this. They're running from the vice president shooting people in the face and the heart. They're running. They are running. And I submit to you that this issue of selling our ports, control of our ports to foreign interests, and because you gotta look at this strategically. You gotta look at this in terms of what's going on in the minds of the staunch Republicans out there. There is a split going on in the Republican Party. It's a split, and what's interesting is that it's a class split. We have the Chamber of Commerce, wealthy, well-to-doers, versus the common Republican mind. What's the battle? What's the battlefront? Immigration. George Bush wants to have these visitor vouchers, visitor status, guest status. And then you have all of these anti-immigration members of the Republican Party clashing head to head with the Chamber of Commerce folks that represent all these business interests that want as many illegal aliens to come in so that they can get as much cheap labor as they want. You're having that split going on in the Republican Party right now. This split, this issue of selling off our control of our ports to foreign interests, This is going to unite everybody who's mad at George Bush. And I submit to you that it is the clearest example of the incompetence of this administration. You can believe that the war was rightfully fought. You can believe that the war is something that we should be in. You can believe that spying on American citizens is necessary at times of war. But you're not going to find many Americans out there that say yes to turning over the control of our ports to a foreign interest. You're not going to find a whole lot of Americans that are going to be split on that issue. I submit to you, it will be the issue. It will be the political straw that breaks the back of the Republican hold in the United States of America. I submit to you. You heard it right here first. You heard it right here first. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls, your comments, your thoughts, your issues after the news. Stay with me.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A smart business move or an open invitation to terrorists depends on whom you ask about a White House decision, which would allow an Arab-run company to operate some of the nation's largest ports. The story from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Mayor Martin O'Malley of the port city of Baltimore calls it irresponsible and reckless.
It's outrageous.
Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle are also in an uproar that the Bush administration would even think about turning control of U.S. ports over to an Arab state. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
It's unbelievably tone deaf politically.
Head of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff defends the deal.
You can be assured that before a deal is approved, we put safeguards in place and assurances in place that make everybody comfortable.
But for now, many people are clearly uncomfortable. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
This is President's Day, and you may be glad that you don't have to get your kids off to school today, especially if you live across the plains where it's really, really cold.
You'd have to go back to 1880 to find a third week of February anywhere near this cold in Denver. The record was -3. Now, 3 straight mornings of record lows, the coldest 13 below early Saturday.
ABC's Bill Blakemore. There's a good chance that the U.S. could win its first Olympic gold medal in ice dancing. In 30 years, Americans Tanith Belden and Ben Augusto are in second place going into the last night of competition. Italian police, meanwhile, made another kind of history at the Games.
The Austrian athletes have denied doping, but Italian police found incriminating evidence, including syringes, glucose drips, and other used medical gear in this weekend's late-night raid of the skiers' rooms. Some of the material was apparently found in a bag that had been tossed from a window. The raid by Italian police has been described here as the most coordinated crackdown on doping ever at an Olympics. The morning after, the Austrian cross-country relay team finished last. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Torino.
This is ABC News.
My wife works hard. The kids are 10, 6, and 3. Our life together gets a little crazy. So I called Applebee's like I've done before. They brought our favorite foods out to my car door.
With Applebee's Carside to Go, you call it in, we bring it out.
Now my wife runs to meet me just as fast as she can. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man.
Applebee's Carside to Go. It's not fast food, it's Applebee's Food Fast at participating locations.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-282-1588. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%, 800-282-1588. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-282-1588.
Rescuers in the Philippines thought they heard sounds coming from a school buried by mud, part of an entire village covered by a landslide. There are about 1,800 people still missing. Good news for American movies and actors at Britain's version of the Oscars. ABC's Linda Albin has the story.
A soggy red carpet wasn't enough to dampen the spirits of fans watching big names like George Clooney arrive for Britain's version of the Oscars. The red carpet was soggy, umbrellas gave a Mary Poppins look to the gala affair, but in the end it was what everyone expected, with Brokeback Mountain taking the lion's share of the awards. British film critic Richard Fitzwilliams.
Brokeback Mountain is a brilliant film, and with its predominantly gay love story, it subverts the mythology of the genre.
On from London's Leicester Square to Hollywood. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Could be a day or so before we know who he or she is. Then again, the only grand prize winner in Saturday's Powerball jackpot has to decide lump sum or yearly installments. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by Accountemps. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. Talks on a workforce development agreement for the Highway 40 reconstruction project are set to begin today. In preparation for the talks, members of Metropolitan Congregations United gathered last night for a prayer vigil. MCU is pushing for jobs for low-income and minority residents on the Highway 40 project. Representatives of MCU will begin meeting today with the Missouri Department of Transportation, contractors, labor unions, and other community groups. Elsewhere, Missouri Treasurer Sarah Seelman's taking aim at developers who employ illegal aliens. Seelman says she's made it clear to developers who work with the state that the practice must stop. Seelman's remarks came on the heels of an arrest last week of five illegal workers on their way to a construction site in O'Fallon, Missouri. That project is benefiting from millions of dollars in state tax credits. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin is concerned about the possibility of going to war with Iran. The House representatives have passed a resolution last week condemning Iran's government for violating its international nuclear nonproliferation obligations and expressed support for efforts to report Iran to the United Nations Security Council. Akin voted in favor of the resolution and says he does not know how close the U.S. is to going to war with Iran.
That's one of those things that you'll see us be pretty careful because of the situation in Iraq. At the same time, there is a great deal of discomfort with what they're doing. I believe you'll see statements in the world community, the increased level of condemnation of Iran. Exactly how far that goes, I don't pretend to know.
In an October 2005 speech, Iran's president expressed his desire for a world without America, in quotes, and also to, quote, wipe Israel off the map. He also denied the existence of the Holocaust. In January, the Iranian government announced plans to restart its nuclear research and began to remove the seals from its nuclear enrichment facility. And finally, women are being encouraged to get more involved in politics. The Sue Scheer Institute sponsored a panel discussion at UMSL on Friday entitled State House Sisters, Changing the Face of Leadership. Dana Stock, the manager of the Scheer Institute, says it seems that more women are getting involved.
We just finished in January our Pipeline to Local Office Canada training for folks running for city council, school board, and we had our largest group ever. It was our largest group of women ever. I hope that's a signal that more women are willing to put themselves forward and pursue careers in public life.
This is the fourth year the Scheer Institute has hosted the panel discussion. The program's done every year as part of Black History Month. It invites state and local women politicians to discuss their jobs. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by Accountemps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at accountemps.com. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Lindbergh, look for no problems report. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to 270 is lighter than normal. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44 is on the move. Westbound 270 from Cane and Rocks Bridge all the way into New Florissant, no problems report. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley is on the move. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSP, It is lighter than normal. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing look for no problems there. Southbound Ballast at Springdale. Right lane is closed due to water main repair work. And 141 at Ladue is a disabled vehicle in the middle of the intersection. Grand at 20th. There's a report of the disabled vehicle as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. Thursday through Tuesday, it's the President's Day sale at Sears. You better hurry. The deals won't be around forever. Get a big start at the President's Day sale at Sears. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Partly sunny, high around 40 this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s Tuesday, partly sunny again, high in the mid-40s Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance for rain and snow early in the evening, then a chance for snow later on in the evening and overnight with a low around 30. Then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy once again in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, a high in the upper 40s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 22, but the wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 12, so bundle up if you're heading out this morning. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA heritage and ancestry analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me, sisters. To use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
No.
Oh, welcome back. We have a winner, y'all. We have a winner. We have a winner. We have a winner. Don't worry. We have a couple more opportunities for you this hour and three more opportunities for you next hour. We have a winner. Get off my phones. Get off my phones. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. There's much for us to talk about. Much for us to talk about. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Because our work here ain't done. It truly ain't. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Kathy?
Yes, Kathy.
Okay, good morning, Liz. I had something I wanted to run by you. You're right about that port business. That's really terrifying.
It is unbelievable that this administration, I'm telling you that that is going to be the issue that unites people across every kind of line that there is in America. You put together 10 people and see if any of them thinks it's a good idea for our ports to be controlled by another country.
Sure they will. I wanted to talk to you about the Animal Loan Day Parade. I called that number for Animal Loan, and I got somebody, he said he's a CEO named Rich, and I started talking to him, and he gave me a lot of double talk. So I said to him, okay, so what's the name of your group, and why did they decide to change the director? He said the director, direction of the parade, he said the director didn't want to change, but they overruled, and he was proud of it, you know. I said, well, what did the director say? She said that why not change the route to another portion of the African-American community. Why not? And I said, okay, then why not go down Jefferson and stop at Harris Stowe? And he said, well, he didn't even answer. He said all the neighbors were complaining because they couldn't get to their house. They had to go this way. That. I say every parade disrupts somebody. And then he said, well, you know, the Black Leadership Roundtable is back in this. I said, well, who's on it? So he mentioned some names, and then he mentioned Charlene Jones, Buford, and Klingsdale. I shut up. I said, oh, if they're on it, I know why it's crooked up now, and they're out to get our money. And I asked them about large families who would come that had eight or more children, and they wanted to walk to parade like we usually do. He said, well, they're trying to make a cheap way for them to get out of town. I said, like what?
And who's going to pay for that?
Yeah, and how cheap is it going to be for eight children and a mother and father?
It's awful. Thank you so much.
And he said all my remarks were negative. I said, and yours are positive? Oh, Liz, it's horrible.
Yes,
he's a cool, smooth,
Well, he's a person that is completely out of touch with the community. Thanks for your call.
Okay, take care. Here.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Victoria.
Yes. Good. Happy New Year, Liz. I haven't talked to you.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, well, I didn't want to say anything about that, but that caught my attention. You know, I noticed the Bud Billiken Parade still goes through the Chicago South Side in the predominantly Black neighborhood. Haven't noticed that it was changed recently. You know, the Nathaniel Cole, the Reverend Cole, I have listened to him, and he's a very dynamic person, and he has lost his life. He has kept his divine appointment, and I believe that this thing that happened to him is something that will spark the people who will spark the consciousness and the actual thoughts of people who support the police and chasing people. It's something that will prick their consciousness, and those criminals and their families that support them who run from the police. I think that the whole thing is going to be used.
Well, I think that we need to be careful in terms of even the characterization, because you know that the chase that killed Reverend Cole.
Yes.
Moqua jumped up immediately and said, "I know exactly what happens. We don't need an investigation into this."
Oh no, there needs to be an investigation.
But my point is this: Moqua, there's now evidence out there that the cops were saying we chased them because there were guns fired, but there's a tape that shows that there wasn't.
There's an audio tape. And whether there was some gunshots fired.
Exactly.
And he never said that from the beginning.
Exactly.
He said a gun was pointed.
And again,
said another thing, too, I thought that was very interesting, Liz, and I don't think anybody has caught that. He said on tape, on television, this is a person who's known to shoot at police. Well, if this is a person who's known to shoot at police, in this 20-minute city, and I've always been told it takes 20 minutes to get anywhere in St. Louis, why could you not, when he shot at police last time, why didn't you go to his house and pick him up? We all know where each other live in St. Louis, and Chief Mocha knows where I live. He knows where you live. If this is a person who's known, we already know his address. We don't have to chase him.
The fact of the matter is that they had no business chasing that young man, and if they had chased that person, if they had not chased that person, Reverend Cole would be alive.
I'm not sure of that because I'm a Christian. I do believe in divine appointment.
But I believe that because of his death.
He wouldn't have been killed by that person
because he would have
been killed some other way.
We're all going to die.
That's right.
All right, we're all going to die.
But now we have an appointment.
All right. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Very good morning.
And how are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Did you watch Channel 2 News last night?
I did not.
Oh, my. Did you miss it? Most of the people up in Jefferson City.
Oh, you're talking about the emissions test.
Well, no. Well, I was going to get to that, too.
Okay.
But on this energy deal that if you conserve, that you will be, you know, more or less penalized. And most of the people up in Jefferson City voted for this. But now I was going to get to the emissions program. Did you see that basically Rita Days basically said she don't care about people in her community?
Yeah, that's what she said.
You know, she said, I don't
care. She said, I'm happy with the way that it is running now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied with the way that it is running now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a way of paraphrasing, more or less. You know, she's more or less for the big person, you know, putting the money in their pocket,
mm-hmm.
and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have her phone number.
Okay, sure.
If people would care to call.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you see about Joan Bray, too?
Joan Bray also is in support of it.
And I've got her phone number, too.
And there are 50,000 people that have signed a petition saying that they do not support it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the phone number for Joan Bray is 573-751-2514. And the phone number for Rita Days is 573-751-4106.
All right.
Thank you for your time, Liz. You have a blessed week.
You too, Barry. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Josephine.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I in the dark with this Andy Malone issue. Could you briefly give me some info on it, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They've arbitrarily decided to move the Andy Malone parade to downtown St. Louis, the largest black parade in the United States outside of, there's one in New York, I believe, that is larger, but this is hundreds of thousands of people come out to this parade, and the argument for the changing of the route is that we want to make it more diverse. Want to make it more diverse. So that's the issue with that. Ask people on the Hill if they're going to move their parade to make it more diverse. Move it to North St. Louis to make it more diverse. Ooh, my goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free, 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about spy chips. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss it for a lot of reasons. One of them being the places where they're planning on planting these spy chips, the parts of your body, and I'm not talking about your arm, the parts of your body where they're planning on implanting. Implanting is the operative word. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And don't forget, you can always email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I am archived every day at the WhiteRoseSociety.org. So you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Al, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I wanted to speak about, you said, some foreign people going to take over the coast.
No. Okay, let me break it down for you.
Okay.
What is happening is that there is a sale that our government is supporting, that this administration is supporting, that is the sale of the British shipping and port management firm to United Arab Emirates, owned by Dubai Ports Authority. What does that mean? That means that the United States is now in control of our ports. We're talking about ports in New York. We're talking about ports in New Jersey, Philadelphia, Miami, Baltimore, and New Orleans. This would be the selling of the control of our ports to a foreign nation, not only to a foreign nation, but a foreign nation that has been connected to the events on 9/11. It's a $6.8 billion sale that would operate six U.S. ports by a firm controlled by United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, what I want to say about that, the only thing you should be worried about, I mean, not you, but the American people, is if the people who are going to buy that can beat America, can, you know, overthrow America. And there's nobody that can do that.
And I guess my question is that...
and they're going to run it.
Wait. Let's break down what you said.
Okay.
That's like saying, okay, I'm going to let a stranger in my house. I have tons of guns in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to let a stranger come into my house and make the decisions for my house. And they may or may not have as many guns as I have. Can they do stuff to you? Of course they can, because they're in your house. And will they destroy you? Perhaps they won't. Could they hurt you seriously? Yes, they could. Whether you have more guns than they do or not, they still can hurt you. They didn't destroy America on 9/11, did they? They sure hurt America.
American might get hurt any, you know, by
enemies. So why would you make it easier? Why would you make it easier? I guess that's my question.
No. What I'm trying to tell you is if they let them in, these people who's making these decisions, and they let somebody in, they're not going to let them run it. I mean, they might think they run it, but they're not going to run it.
The same people the same people that screwed up the intelligence for weapons of mass destruction, the same people that screwed up Hurricane Katrina, the same people that have been making horrible mistake after horrible mistake, they're not going to do what? They're not going to make another mistake?
Oh, yeah, people make mistakes. And I'm on your side. I don't want nobody, you know, coming over and doing that. But if they elected a black president, don't you know he's not going to run anything except what they want him to run?
Well, here's the thing. The black president would still have his finger on the button.
Oh, right? They wouldn't let him tell them.
And again.
If they came to my house... If I invited an enemy in my house that I didn't like, and I would have control over. He wouldn't know where my gun's at. He wouldn't know nothing. He'd just be up front.
And you know what your friends would say? What a fool you are to invite an enemy into your house. There is no reason for you to have your enemy in your house.
Your friends
would say that to you.
You don't know what I'm thinking, and I'm not going to call you a fool because I like you. You bring some good points to the table.
You're not making any sense, Al.
No, you're not understanding.
You're not making any sense because...
I just told you what's going on.
No, you
they
didn't.
They do it all the time.
You believe there's some kind of strategy with this administration.
With
I think this administration is...
Just like that payola thing you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. And again, Al, you are giving intelligence to an administration that can't spell the word intelligence. You're saying that there's some grand strategy to invite the enemy into your home. It is a foolish thing to invite an enemy, to invite a danger, to invite a problem into your house. That is a foolish thing. And most people will say it's a foolish thing. You want to believe it's some grand strategy by an idiotic administration, you're entitled to that opinion. But there's no evidence out there to support that this administration has engaged in any kind of effective strategy. Indeed, the evidence out there about the strategy capabilities of this particular administration, the evidence is that they screw up everything they touch. So now they've got a really good scheme going here. Go look at Katrina. They can't even fix Katrina. They can't even deal with Katrina. They can't get trailers to Katrina. To the Gulf Coast. They can't get bottled water to the Gulf Coast. And now they have the ability to have some. See, we're out slicking them. We're going to invite them in. We're going to invite the people that had something to do with 9/11 into our control of our ports, but we're really not going to let them control it. Huh? Foolish. Foolish. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, Liz.
Early.
Look, I got the flu, toothache, and everything else, and I'm thinking more clearly than that guy is. I just heard on the news, it may have been on your station during the interim, of saying that somebody from the administration said, well, we have all kind of safeguards in
place.
Mm-hmm. This is why, you know, your show and stuff is important. People need to remember history is not just facts and dates. This country has had a history of friends one day, enemies the next. So all the safeguards mean nothing. In 1970, when my husband and I hit the base in Texas for him to start pilot training, there was a guy with this beautiful ivory-colored suit on with all these gold braids, and dark-skinned, handsome guy. And I said, who is that? My husband said, oh, that's one of the Iranian student pilots. We train all of their pilots. We were training Iranians. How much equipment did we leave over in Afghanistan when we were helping the Taliban to fight the Russians? So, I mean, enemy one day, friend the next. This guy doesn't seem to understand. When somebody controls your port, they can control who comes in and who goes out, who can't come in and who can't go out.
They will have tabs on everybody who does. They will decide when it is. Why would you give a foreign country something as, do you think France is going to let us control their ports?
And then this guy is talking about inviting the immigrants. Does he realize that what he's saying is that he would give somebody the control to stand out in his front yard? He could have all the guns in his house. What is he going to do when he runs out of bullets and that person controls his entrance and his exit?
How about
the
food?
It's the craziest thing in the world.
It really is. It's insanity. It is insanity. We need to put a whole administration on the couch. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. North eastbound 44 at Chrysler and Guyer looks good. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to Cypress is lighter than normal. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall looks good. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into West Florissant, no problems report. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, look for everything to be on the move. Eastbound 44 from Gray Summit all the way to the viaduct in Pacific, road construction has left lane closed. Northbound US 61 at 70, look for road construction, lane closures will be in effect. eastbound 55, or I'm sorry, westbound 5570 from 64 on the PSB. Slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Southbound Ballas at Springdale. Right lane is closed due to a water main work going on there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Partly sunny, high around 40 today. Partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s this evening. Partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow early in the evening, then a chance of snow late in the evening and overnight. No accumulations are expected at this time. The low should be around 30. Then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the upper 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Field has 22, both under cloudy skies with a wind chill of 12. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800 Dr. Laura and let's go take on the day.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
Hi, folks, this is Decent Guy Dunn. Join me at midnight every Monday through Friday, right here on WGNU. Yes, you heard right. Every night at midnight, Monday through Friday. Congress isn't the only group of people up at midnight, don't you know? Now the conspiracy hunter is flying under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and in world capitals and to discuss it with you. It's information that matters to all of us. Remember, join me at midnight, Monday through Friday, for the Conspiracy Hunter with Decent Guy Don Griffin on AM 920 WGNU, the station with something for everyone, even at midnight. See you then.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you. Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding, man.
You ever listen to your caller giving a administration some common sense that they don't have? They don't even have sense enough to move a mobile home out of Hope, Arkansas, down to the flood victim. All you need is a tractor with a fifth wheel on it, two trucks, and one behind and one in front, saying wide load. They sitting up there arguing about whose fault it is and nothing being done. Ain't doing nothing but arguing about whose fault it is and not even moving a trailer. So this administration has no common sense of leading this country. This country is in for a rude awakening. If we have any kind of disaster to hit America, you're going to be for yourself, because they're going to be doing the same thing, arguing about who fault it was. And that's this administration. We have a sick administration in this country that leading this country today. Until you get rid of it, everybody for themselves and God for us all. Thank you.
The fact of the matter is, I don't know of any nation in the world that would willingly, absent duress, sell off for money, control of their harbors to a foreign nation. It's just not common sense. And I don't know of any American that truly trusts and believes that this administration is somehow gaining an advantage in selling off control of our ports to a foreign nation. When you have control of the ports, you decide all kinds of things. And here's another point. Why would you create a problem? You don't have to. Sure, you can come up with all kinds of plans and policies to make certain that they're not going to be able to do us harm. But let me just ask this. Shouldn't our resources be focused someplace else on coming up with solving a problem that we created unnecessarily? There are two United States senators that are trying to pass a law which is incredibly not already on the books. A law that says you can't control or you can't sell control of our ports to a foreign nation. And I guess the reason why it's never been on the books is because nobody, no administration, Republican or Democrat, has ever been stupid enough to suggest it, let alone defend it. And then came Boy George. Why not sell off our ports? We're selling off our forest. Selling off our national forests? Why not sell our ports? They're going to pay real money for it? Down with it. Down with it. If we're talking billions of dollars, you don't need to tell me any more of the details. I don't have the attention span for the details anyway. This government is saying it's okay to sell control of our ports to a foreign nation. Chernoff, you know, the guy that brings you Homeland Security via colored lights. His idea of national security is looking out for the orange light. So what color light is flashing now as we're selling our ports to foreign nations? What color light is that? Six ports. The Port of New York is included. Senator Lindsey Graham, who is that? Oh, yeah, he's a Republican. He said, It was a mistake for the administration to approve the sale. Graham was calling on Congress to investigate it. This is what Graham said, and I quote, it's a beautiful quote, wish I'd thought of it. But Graham, a Republican, said, it is unbelievably tone deaf politically at this point in our history, 4 years after 9/11, to entertain the idea of turning over port security to a company based in the UAE. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Senator Barbara Boxer said that the Bush administration is a risk, that this is a risk to our nation's infrastructure. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
First, why would you want to? There's no reason we have to.
Mm.
Now, who's behind this is what I'm interested in. And
besides George W. Bush?
Yeah, but, you know, this... Well, look at it. You know, they've done sold the Congress, the Senate, and the White House to somebody.
Mm.
The people that can have got the power to pull these kind of strings. I don't think we own our Congress and Senate anymore. I don't think the American people own them.
Ooh, all right.
It doesn't look like it, does it?
Nah.
Everything they're doing is looting this country and is against the American people.
Mm.
And this is the family-oriented, conservative government.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me.
Speechless. See, I don't know what to say.
Register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. News update is brought to you this hour by
Alliance Financial Group. How do the rich get rich? Let Alliance Financial Group show you how. Call 381-8967.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. A secret government committee has decided to allow a Middle East company to manage six of the most important seaports in the country. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is going to allow for the transfer of control of sensitive American assets to an outfit called Dubai Ports World. This follows DPW's purchase of a London-based navigation company that had the original agreement. The ports in question are in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Miami, Baltimore, and New Orleans. This development flies in the face of a cry by Homeland Security that ports are the most vulnerable targets for attack by terrorists. It also presents a question of security of energy shipments, as a great deal of oil imports come through those ports. Observers say this move could be a ploy by the administration to try and cozy up to the United Arab Emirates by including them as an important ally in the war against terror. And Dateline New York. A new story by investigative journalist Seymour Hersh gives new insight into the government's plans for torturing enemy combatants. Shortly after the events of September 11th, the Pentagon set up a new directive called Special Access Plan. Only people who have access to the program know anything about it. This endeavor came out of torture techniques used by American allies in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Shortly after U.S. forces invaded Afghanistan, they became inundated with prisoners. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld gave orders that allowed the SAP to kill or capture and interrogate high-value targets. The units that handled these interrogations are composed of people from several special forces units, including the CIA. the kidnappings, secret prisons, and the techniques used at Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib are all part of this so-called intelligence operation, which has been adopted as part of the administration's strategy to fight terrorism. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Brought to you
no
this
more calls
by
the drawing right now. We have our winner.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967. 381-8967.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Join the members of the 7th Police District Community Partnership for lunch as we honor the outstanding efforts of some of St. Louis' finest, the police officers of the 7th District. Blueberry Hill owner Joe Edwards will be the featured speaker, with KEZK's Ed Goodman as the MC.
This is Captain Jim Moran of the 7th District. Show your support by having lunch with us at the pageant on Wednesday, February 22nd at noon.
A limited number of tickets are still available for this event. Don't miss out. For more information or to purchase tickets, call Officer Kim at 444-0047. 314-444-0047.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all look here. The time has come to end my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone got their own opinion. And you know, I sure got mine just my way. Don't you come up messing with my world.
Don't you come up messing with my world, because it's my world. It's Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Alfred.
Yes, I got another opinion about the Andy Malone parade than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a black parade. It's a nice parade. It's got a long black history,
mm-hmm.
something we should be proud of, and we should try to keep it going. Now, in the recent years, there have been a lot of shootings and cuttings and fights. Maybe they're trying to get it out of that area. Well, you won't have after the parade, then they talk about how many people got killed, how many people got cut, and all that kind of stuff. Maybe they're trying to change the area where maybe you could eliminate some of that.
And I think that if that were the case, then you'd think that they would move the Sula, or they'd move the Mardi Gras parade, because there are a lot of shootings.
Wait, let me talk.
I'm going to talk.
Okay, go ahead, then let me finish.
That there are a lot of shootings. There are a lot of burglaries. There are a lot of pickpocketing. There are a lot of crimes that take place during the Mardi Gras event. There are a lot of drunken displays. There are people that go and relieve themselves. themselves all over people's lawns, all over the Soulard area. And nobody in St. Louis is talking about moving the Soulard parade, the Mardi Gras parade, to any other place but Soulard, despite the crime, despite how much it costs in police protection, despite how much it costs in police presence, despite how much cost it costs for policing of that riotous parade, nobody's talking about moving it. It ain't about that.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I'm talking about our people, our parade. Let's solve our problems.
Wait, what are you talking about? You just said the reason that the parade needs to be moved is because of the crime that's occurring there. And if it's, they're not moving anybody else's parade, there is no... I care. I care, and I don't know why you would allow your community to be defined in such a wicked, lawless way, but you're saying, I'm not going to worry about anybody else's parade. Nonsense. Nonsense. What you're saying is that when you move it away from black people to white people, then the crime goes down. That's what you're saying. And you're not going to get away with saying that on this show. If it's about crime, then shut down the Mardi Gras parade. It's not. They're moving that parade and destroying a piece of black history, black culture, black ritual, black families, black business, the economic impact. If you're concerned about black people, then you would be concerned about the fact of the enormous economic impact, negative economic impact that's going to occur on the black community. What you are is a person that has that is so self-loathing that you will repeat the lies that are told about our community and then put it on black people to solve. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, sister.
Good morning.
I hear you. And it is kind of, you know, I think the big problem that most of our people have is that they just don't have any clue as to what's going on. Right now with that Mardi Gras parade down in Soulard, you know, they had public urination down there. And the law currently says that if you have exposed yourself in public three times that you are considered a sex offender, right?
Right.
Well, we have a bill in the Board of Aldermen right now. That's changing the law.
I bet it is. So that they can urinate in public without being a sex offender. Anybody talking about moving it to North St. Louis to make it diverse?
Exactly. Well, I just thought I'd put that out there. Because our people just don't know what.
See,
if they got a problem, they go and change the law so they can do what they want to do legally.
Ain't that some mess? Ain't that some mess?
So you can't even compare what they're doing to, I mean, it's just no comparison because they have the votes, and if you got the votes, you can change the law to make public urination legal.
Thanks for your call, Chris.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, Rita.
I'm just calling about the port sale.
Yes.
And, you know, we have trillions of dollars of debt, and that debt has been bought up by many countries.
There you go.
Maybe they're calling in their chits.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rita. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. When the Clinton administration sold off both ends of the Panama Canal to the Chinese, I don't remember you saying anything, but then you carry water for that administration where...
I can't stand Bill Clinton. I cannot stand Bill Clinton. If you listened to the show, if you paid attention to the show, you would hear me kicking him and his wife's behind every single day. Sir, certainly will. I most certainly will. And the Panama Canal didn't belong to the United States anyway. Shouldn't have belonged to the United States. It belonged to Panama. 454 with your colonialist mentality. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake up call. Good morning. Zuri, good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Mel?
I'm outstanding.
I'm just going to make a comment here on the Annie Malone parade here, and that is when I was out in San Diego, I saw them take the Martin Luther King parade and move it into the white community.
Mm.
And what that did was that they shut down all the black vendors so that they could not get in there and make any money.
That's a fact.
It ain't about trying to take away the violence or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It is about our people making money, and they want to bring all that to themselves.
That's a fact.
That's all I wanted to say, sister.
Thanks for your call.
All right, okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
You know, I could talk about many things, but I want to talk about the porch. You remember back, I don't know if you remember, but back in 2003, U.S. News and World Report came out with an extensive report which gave undisputable evidence that Saudi Arabia could be considered at the epicenter of terrorist financing at that time, Liz.
Mm.
And Vanity Fair even made a disclosure in that same year. And it showed how, going back as early as 1974, that Hubert Walker Bush, he also, and the Carlyle Group, was a very close friend of the House of Saud.
Mm.
We've seen it all come together right
now.
Yes,
it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. William.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
What was Daniel Smith dropped from being the attorney for Edmund Burns?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All righty. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning. Well, that's going to be our last call. You don't want to miss the next hour. Spy chip. Spy chips everywhere. Here's spy chip. There's spy chip everywhere. Spy chip. Don't miss it. In our next hour, we're going to have the author of a book, Spy Chips, on the show. Stay with us.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. It's safe and it makes business sense. That's what the government says about a deal to transfer control of six major U.S. ports to a company owned by the United Arab Emirates, the country with possible ties to 9/11.
You can be assured that before a deal is approved, we put safeguards in place and assurances in place that make everybody comfortable.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, but try telling that to a growing number of Congress members on both sides of the aisle.
Considering the part of the world this company comes from, the fact that they've been involved in other ports where there have been questions about it, and those were not investigated, there's no reason to say this is safe.
Republican Congressman Peter King of New York. This is President's Day, but the man now in the White House isn't taking it off. He's on the road to talk about alternative energy sources.
As the grip of bitter cold holds Americans, President Bush is traveling to promote the idea of alternative energy. He's heading to research labs in Michigan, Wisconsin, and in Colorado to observe work on advanced controls and batteries. He has proposed spending more than $200 million in the coming year on such high-tech research. And come to ABC News, the White House.
There may be a reason for hope in the Philippines. More than 3 days after a landslide buried a farming village, rescue workers say they've heard sounds possibly tapping at the site of an elementary school. Well, there's trouble for one nation at the Olympics. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us that there was a late night raid that was staged by Italian police in the rooms of Austria's cross-country and biathlon teams. It came after a tip from the World Anti-Doping Agency's head, and apparently what they found were syringes and other used medical equipment, some of it in a bag that was thrown outside a window. Tests on the equipment are now being run. Stock markets are closed because of the President's Day holiday. It's also a day off for the kids from school. Your bank may be closed, then again, it may not be. This is ABC News.
My wife works hard. The kids are 10, 6, and 3. Our life together gets a little crazy. So I called Applebee's like I've done before. They brought our favorite food. comes out to my car door.
With Applebee's Carside to Go, you call it in, we bring it out.
Now my wife wants to meet me just as fast as she can, cause there's something women like about a pickup man.
Applebee's Carside to Go. It's not fast food, it's Applebee's Food Bath at participating locations.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-282-1588. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-282-1588. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-282-1588.
Bodie Miller is probably out of medal contention again. The American skier finished 12th in the first leg of the men's giant slalom. The U.S., meanwhile, could have its first gold in ice dancing since 1976. Tanith Belbin and Ben Augusto are in second place going into the final night of competition. Boy, if we all had decisions to make like this, do you take a lump sum or yearly payments? Maybe that's why we haven't heard from the winner in Saturday's $365 million Powerball jackpot. This much we do know, it was sold in Lincoln, Nebraska.
The convenience store where the ticket was purchased is all abuzz with media. It's been filled with reporters and camera crews since the early hours of Monday morning. In fact, they have a large banner up advertising the fact that they are the store that sold the lucky ticket. For their part, they do get a cut. They get $50,000. That money will be wired directly to them, we're told, first thing Tuesday morning.
ABC's Neil Karlinski. Celebrate with your cereal this week. The world's largest breakfast food maker, Kellogg's, is 100 years old. Daria Alpinger, ABC News.
It's time for a WGNU News Report. This update is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is calling for changes to the Medicare Part D prescription program. Durbin says the choice of a Medicare prescription plan is a difficult one for seniors, and changing drug prices only makes the process more complicated. On Friday, Durbin introduced the Medicare Drug Honest Pricing Act, which would require Medicare prescription plans to stay with their original price quotes unless the price decreases. The bill would also allow seniors whose plans increase any drug prices by more than 10% to choose a new plan. In St. Louis, parents have a new tool to help better educate their children. For the first time ever, the St. Louis Public Schools has a district-wide parent resource center, which was unveiled Friday. Charlene Jones, the external engagement officer for the center, explains the center's importance.
Active parent involvement will result in greater academic achievement for our students. It's also good for the community because the stronger our schools are, and our schools do become stronger when we have parents that are actively involved in them, then our community is better.
Jones says many urban school parents are not as involved as they should be because of several factors, including high levels of poverty and lack of transportation. The Resource Center will provide things like job readiness skills, parenting skills, and computer training. The St. Louis University Board of Trustees is giving the green light to the university's new sports arena. The nearly $80 million facility will be on the SLU campus near the intersection of Highway 40 and Compton. It will include a 10,000-seat arena, two practice courts, locker rooms, sports medicine areas, and the athletic department offices. Work is set to begin by September. And finally, methods of heating cause 74% of fire-related deaths. That's according to the American Red Cross, which is reminding the public to take precautions, especially during the winter months. Fire safety expert Heidi Taylor says recent poll numbers show that fire danger is often underrated.
Only a third of Americans realize that their local Red Cross is more likely to respond to a home fire than any other disaster. We also found that 4 out of 5 of Americans don't know that home fires are the most common disaster in the United States. And 2/3 of those that we surveyed ranked floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and mudslides as greater threats to their homes and families than fires.
The National Fire Protection Association reports that children are twice as likely as adults to die in a home fire. That's WGNU News, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through February, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and Watson, no problem to report. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and Lindbergh looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to 44 is on the move. Westbound 270 from Canal Bridge all the way to Washington Elizabeth, nothing to report there. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for no problems. Westbound 70 at Natural Bridge, road maintenance operations have the ramp closed. Westbound 44 at Route WW and Route 185, look for road construction, left lanes closed. Martin Luther King Bridge, look for westbound traffic at Laclede Landing to be flowing freely. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB looks good. And southbound Ballas at Springdale, look for a right lane closed due to a water main break. And they're repairing that at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's first and largest specialized financial temporary staffing firm for accounting and financial professionals. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For today, partly sunny, high around 40 for this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Moving on to Tuesday, a high in the mid-40s Tuesday evening. Mostly cloudy, rain, snow in the evening, and a chance of rain or snow after overnight with a low around 30. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 22. Wind chill makes it feel like it's 12. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's Mondays at 9. That's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
After saving the world, a super family like the Incredibles needs a super vacation. And Disney on Ice has it with their new show. Disney presents Pixar's The Incredibles in a Magic Kingdom Adventure. Join Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Violet, Dash, and Jack-Jack as they meet Mickey and Minnie and enjoy the Magic Kingdom's most popular attractions brought to life on ice for the very first time. See them rocket through Space Mountain. Brave the ghostly thrills of the Haunted Mansion. Whirl around the Mad Tea Party. And when Syndrome shows up to spoil the fun, the Incredibles blast into action. And every child at the show gets a free Incrediband to help save the day. Come share this Disney on Ice adventure with your super family.
Playing March 15th through the 19th at Savas Center. Get your tickets today at all Ticketmaster outlets or online at DisneyOnIce.com.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
We have our winner. We have our winner. Wait till the next hour. We have our winner.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's the low knee.
I think I'm hearing a revolution in the air. Help me, brother. How can you listen?
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied existence.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world and how they affect us. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of Mondays at 9. We've been talking about all kinds of scary things this morning. Scary things this morning. Talking about who controls our ports. We're talking about spying on Americans. There are amazing things that are going on in our world at the time while we're living. And I think that as scary as it is, with what you know, it's a whole lot scarier based on what you don't know. You think you're scared now. Wait till you become completely, absolutely, fully informed. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that you need to be aware of. And given the fact that we live in a time and in a place where things are happening so quickly, it's easy to miss something. It's easy not to catch something. And that's what the wake-up call is here for. We're trying to catch up and to catch you up with what is going on in the world where you live, in the times where you live. This morning we're going to talk about spy chips. And we're going to talk about how major corporations and our good government plan to track your every move with RFIDs. To facilitate that conversation, I have joining us from Texas, the author of Spy Chips, Liz McIntyre. Liz, good morning.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Scared.
Yeah, it is a pretty scary topic, but people need to know so they can protect themselves.
Absolutely. So let's begin at the beginning, Liz. What are RFIDs?
Well, RFID stands for Radio Frequency Identification, and it's a technology that uses little computer chips. I mean, some of these things are so small, Liz. I mean, they're smaller than a grain of sand, and they're used to track items from a distance. Now, each of these chips contains a unique identification number. Okay, it's a number that wouldn't be shared by anything else or any other chip in the world. This chip is connected to a little miniature antenna, and the combination of this chip and antenna is called an RFID tag. Now, these things can be so small they can be embedded in money, virtually invisible. Most of them are a little bit larger, you know, maybe 3 by 3 inches, some up to the size of an index card. But they're very flat, and they can be embedded in products where you can't see them. They can be slipped between the layers of cardboard. We've seen them actually in prototype clothing labels for manufacturers like Calvin Klein. And we've seen them under the insole of shoes at a trade show.
Well,
so
they're everywhere.
Well, they're not everywhere yet. They're talking about putting them everywhere. In fact, major corporations, we're talking companies like Walmart, Procter & Gamble, Gillette, Unilever, Kraft, and even our own government, are talking about putting these on every manufactured item on planet Earth. And one company called Verichip would even like to put one in the flesh of every person on Earth.
So let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about it from the manufacturer's point of view. What is their argument for these RFIDs?
Well, to get a sense of why this is so good for them and why it's so bad for us, you need to understand how they communicate, okay? They communicate by radio waves, sort of like the radio waves that people are listening to us on this morning. Those radio waves go out in space and travel through people's walls of their homes, right? Well, RFID radio waves also travel through solid objects like purses, backpacks, wallets, your shirt, your shoes. Wherever these labels are, they can communicate silently and invisibly to anyone with a proper reader device, okay? And these can communicate from maybe a couple of inches up to, you know, 20 or 30 feet away. Now, for manufacturers and people who have warehouses, this is great because they don't have to open boxes to know what's inside the boxes. They can do inventories just, in milliseconds because shelves can have these reader devices and constantly pull what's on the shelves. But the problem is that when these things get on consumer products, the same thing can happen in that we can be tracked in the millisecond. And things that we wear and carry, well, you can find out a lot about them by just siphoning this unique identification number, you know, shared by no other object. And, of course, a number connects to almost unlimited information in a database.
So what could they find out about us if we were carrying, say, one of these RFIDs in the label of a Calvin Klein sweatshirt?
Well, as I said, this unique number, like a social security number for things,
mm-hmm.
could tell you the history of this item from the time it begins manufacture all the way through to the time it's in the garbage. In fact, we found evidence they want to know that, too. And it could know not only about the shirt, but who bought the shirt, how much the price that was paid, the color, the size, the styling. So you know, it could link to that. And also information about perhaps the person who bought it in terms of their credit rating and maybe other items they purchased.
And how could they do that?
Well, because this unique number, once they get it and they can access the database with this information, I mean, that they could have virtually unlimited information about everything about this object and other things related to the object.
How did you get involved in this issue? Is this something that you've been working on for decades after decades?
No. Actually, it's something I've been working on for about 3 years with Catherine Albrecht, who's my co-author and who's the founder of Caspian, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. And we got together to write this book after she had found some information and I had found some information. I actually was looking in the patented trademark office and found some just shocking information by a company called IBM. I found a patent application called Identification and Tracking of Persons Using RFID Tagged Items.
Say that again.
It's called Identification and Tracking of Persons Using RFID Tagged Items. Subtle, huh?
Wow.
They say they never track people, but you know, they have this. And by the way, they're not the only company, but this is really a shocker. They talk about the day when every object has one of these RFID tags, and it's linked up to people when they pay for things with, you know, credit cards or some other identifiable, you know, numbered form of payment. And then later when those tags are seen in the environment, they can know exactly who that person is wearing or carrying the item or something about that person, like, oh, that's a woman. Or, for example, if I have a baby bottle in my purse, they can say, oh, there's someone with a baby bottle, and I can flash an ad for diapers, right? But, Liz, it goes way beyond that. They talk about the government using this technology, and they talk about a thing they call the person tracking unit. They actually call it that in the patent application. And it's this device that watches people in public places through their RFID tags. And IBM talks about the government tracking people in public places, including airports, train stations, bus stations, sports arenas, libraries, museums, elevators, and even restrooms. They actually name those places in the patent application.
And so there would be like these giant scanners out there. So when you kind of like in Minority Report, when
yes.
you walk by this one of these scanners, they'll know exactly who you are, where you are, and how long you've been there, and everything about you.
Potentially, that's their plan. And of course, these reader devices because they communicate by silent, invisible radio waves that travel through solid objects, these readers can be hidden anywhere in doorways, under floor tiles, under ceiling tiles, in shelves. Heck, it could be in a park bench, in a park, or in a boulder, and you would never know it.
How could I? Are you saying that I could not know that I have a tracking device on me?
It's possible. There's no requirement that retailers and manufacturers tell you that.
Well, I know that some stores attempted to implement RFIDs, and Walmart being one of them. Tell us about what happened with that.
Well, back in 2003, a company called Benetton, who makes the United Colors of Benetton clothing,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're familiar with that.
Certainly.
They have a Sisley line, which is mostly women's underwear, and they plan to embed these spy chips, we call them, in the women's underwear. And when Catherine found out about that, of course, there was a huge outcry. There was a boycott against Benetton, and Benetton quickly backed down from their plans. But that by no means dissuaded the industry. They decided to move ahead, and we've seen tests, you know, over time. And now recently, Walmart has started putting these RFID tags on individual items in their stores. There's a practice called item-level tagging. And you can now, if you go into Walmart, find them on Hewlett-Packard printer scanner boxes. We've seen them on some Sanyo TV set boxes there, also on some Lexmark printers, and we've also heard they're on larger items like lawnmowers at Walmart.
So how would a consumer know that they have an RFID in your underwear?
Well, exactly, because these things can be so small and flexible, they can be sewn in the seams, and you would never know it.
But you put them in your washing machine.
They can actually go through washings. In fact, already their uniform companies are putting them in their uniforms to track the uniforms, and they go through very high temperature washings and dryings, and they work a long time.
So there are some Americans out there that would say, well, you know what? I don't have anything to hide. So what?
Well, you know, that's really interesting. People say that, but then they don't really think about it being them. They don't really bring it down to what that feels like to know that you're being tracked constantly and how that would change your behavior and sort of make you psychotic in a way. You know, studies have shown that when people are closely monitored, their behavior changes and they just don't function as well as they normally function. And you can get a sense of what that feels like if you reread George Orwell's classic 1984, which I recently did. And if you can put yourself in that mindset, I mean, you would say, oh my gosh, there's no way. You know, I want someone to know everything I'm doing all the time.
So let's talk about the chips in the bodies.
Right.
Verichips,
right.
Talk to us about that.
Oh, that's where we see eventually all of this going. There's a big push to authenticate individuals to make sure of exactly who they are and to know who they are when they walk around in public places. And so we see that this is something that's on the horizon. The Verichip is an RFID tag that's glass encapsulated, and it's implanted in human flesh. Right now it's implanted in the triceps area of the arm. That's the upper back area of the arm. And it uniquely numbers humans. Of course, they're talking about linking these up with your medical records. Tommy Thompson, our former Secretary of Health and Human Services, shortly after leaving the Bush administration, where did he go? The board of Verichip Corporation. And he was shortly after on national television talking about how all Americans could have one of these or should have one of these implanted in their arms to link to their medical records.
Wait a minute. I just have to take a breath here.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable, huh?
Tommy Thompson, that had access to virtually everybody's record, you know, human health and human resources, services. If not everybody's records, he had access to all millions and millions and millions of people's records. Has gone to a place that wants to put tags in all of those people. He's working for them now.
That's absolutely right. And a lot of people would say that's a big conflict.
Some people would say it's a sin against God. I mean, that's a very, very, very scary bad thing.
It's a very scary, scary bad thing, yeah. And he's talking about linking to medical records. He's also talking about replacing military dog tags with this technology. Now, you know, the company is saying now that they only implant people who want to be implanted, but of course, if they go to the military, that's just not possible.
And it's not true either, because if the group that they're softening American society up with are seniors with dementia.
Right.
And children that may get lost. So those aren't like, they didn't come to them and say, please tag me.
Right. Right. And then the other thing, the scary development you may have heard of in Cincinnati, is that there are some workers now at a company called City Watcher, who are getting these embedded in their flesh to open a door to a secure room in their building. And in order to do their jobs, they have to go in and out of this room.
But it's not mandatory.
That's what they're saying. But, of course, you know, when your boss has installed a shiny new system and he's walking around showing everyone the place in his arm, you know, where he took one for the team, there's got to be some unspoken pressure there. Imagine what that would feel like at your annual review, to still be walking around with this thing hanging in your keychain and not putting it in your flesh.
And the other piece of it is that in terms of the privacy piece of this, you're taking that chip home.
Yeah, not only home, but you pretty much, it's with you.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
So your boss can see exactly all of the places that you go during the course of a day. How useful would that be to a business to know that about their employee?
Well, first of all, let me just give you a caveat here. The read range on this is not extremely long at this point. It's maybe a foot at the most. So, you know, you can't be tracked by a satellite directly, but the plan is, of course, for technology to get better, obviously, and there are doorway portals that could read this. I mean, it's possible that someone could, you know, surreptitiously scan this number, but right now they're not widespread enough where that is like a huge, you know, immediate concern, but certainly in the future that's going to be a big, big concern. And, of course, the boss would probably like to know where you've been. We've seen lots of cases already with these proximity cards where bosses are tracking things that people don't know. There was a report out recently saying that, you know, it's not just to get in a door anymore. You know, they want to know where you've been and for how long, and it's possible to put reader devices, you know, pretty much anywhere.
And I'm looking at your book. One of the scare, as a woman, one of the scary places that you showed a diagram of was inside of a woman.
Yes, there's a company that's talking about taking the VeriChip even further because they say it's not embedded deeply enough and that people can actually remove it either because they want to or because, say, someone kidnaps them and says, I'm going to take this chip out. Already in Mexico, people are digging into their kidnapped victims, assuming there's a chip there, trying to hack out, you know, whatever device might be in there. So they say, let's plant these even deeper. And so they've developed a deep organ implant, this company called Persephone. Now, we don't know that this is marketed yet, but it's certainly a pending application at the Patent and Trademark Office. And they want to embed them deep in internal organs, like you said, in female internal organs, male internal organs, possibly in your head, deep within your body cavities.
Like within your uterus?
Possibly, yes. They have a picture of that. That's one of their recommended locations. And they talk about not only being able to track people with this, you know, from a short distance like VeriChip, they're talking about putting a GPS device in there that might link you to a satellite. They're talking about adding microphones so that your conversations could be broadcast remotely. And they're even talking about adding an electroshock feature so that if you get out of line, you could be shocked.
Have you read Future World by Walter Mosley?
I have not. No, I should, shouldn't I?
You absolutely should read it because there is a device in there that he talks about that is so similar to this. It's scarier than the 1984. It is scarier than that.
Well, I'll have to get that.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to the author of Spy Chips. Her name is Liz McIntyre. We're talking about how major corporations and the government, our good government, plan to track your every move with RFIDs. I'm Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9. We'll get back to some of your calls, your questions, your comments. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. We are streamed daily, hourly, minutely at www.wgnu.net. I'll be back.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on a wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck.
You know that even today, 95% of the world's jury trials are held here in America. Juries are one of the ways American society guarantees the rights of citizens on trial. Unless you don't answer your jury summons. Your right to a jury trial is like so many other American rights. It comes with a responsibility. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part.
The American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
Tired of talking to the wall, the TV, the puppy?
Here, Fido.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Give us a call. We'll listen.
No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Mondays at 9. My guest this morning, Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips. She's joining us from Texas, and we're going to get to some of your calls and questions and comments. Scott, you have a question or comment for our guest, Liz McIntyre.
Yeah, Great Britain just approved a Mark of the Beast type program, like what you're talking about. They're going to scan everyone's eye print. And also, you can't glorify terrorism, whatever that means. So it's freedom and democracy.
Thanks for your call and comment. Are you familiar with what Great Britain is doing, Liz?
Oh, there's so many things Great Britain's doing right now, tracking vehicles in detail, just unbelievable things. And it's all, you know, part of the same trend to uniquely identify people and monitor them everywhere they go.
Talk to us about what happened to you in Germany.
Well, it was actually Catherine in Germany.
Okay.
Yes, my co-author, Catherine Albrecht.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Germany to the Metro Extra Future store, which is the showplace for RFID, and there they have products like Philadelphia brand cream cheese and Gillette razors, you know, with these RFID tags on them. And she found that at this store, the supposed kiosks that were supposed to deactivate chips before people left the store were not really working. The unique numbers were left on them. She also found that the store was giving out loyalty cards, you know, those club cards to get discounts at the store. And they weren't telling people they had RFID tags embedded in them. And she found out quite by chance. And the German people were so outraged when they found out that they were being spied on without their knowledge or consent. And the company was forced to recall all 10,000 of those cards. But let me tell you, that's something that's coming our way. Already we're seeing credit cards with these RFID tags coming to people here in the United States. And there are plans to put these things in loyalty cards, so we have to be very observant. We have to be on our toes.
Let me get to another caller. Johnson, you have a question for our guest, Liz McIntyre.
Yes, I do. I'm concerned about how stores ask for your telephone number. Is that desensitizing us to give out information? And we also receive Bath and Body Work cards, like she's saying. I wonder if they have chips.
Thanks for your call and comment. There is a process going on right now, isn't there, Liz, to desensitize us, to soften us up, if you will?
Absolutely, and it's been going on for years. You know, it started with the barcode, you know, and people said, well, nothing happened there, right? They're uniquely numbering things. But, you know, it wasn't a big deal. But now the next increment of that is going to be RFID, right? And they're asking us for our phone numbers at the store, which, by the way, folks, don't give it to them. Tell them no. You know, that's none of your business. And maybe explain why. Yeah, we have to stand up now because it's going to get worse if we don't.
And one of the things that you've also done is you've had this experience with Gillette razors. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, in a store called Tesco, which is sort of like a Walmart here in the U.S., but this Tesco in the U.K. was putting RFID tags on Gillette Mach 3 razor blade packages. And the shelf where the packages were located was fitted with an RFID reader device. When consumers picked up the tagged Gillette Mach 3 razors, the shelf knew it and triggered a camera to take a close-up mugshot of the Then at checkout, another close-up mugshot was taken. At the end of the day, the pictures were compared. If there wasn't a matching photo at shelf and at checkout, the person was assumed to be a shoplifter. You know, never mind that the person's wife paid for the blades or that the blades were abandoned in a magazine rack. It didn't matter. That was their policy. And so it was guilty until proven innocent. And when people found out about that, that shelf was pulled so fast. But, you know, they're going to be trying it again. They think it's a great idea.
Bev, you have a question or comment for our guest, Liz McIntyre.
Yes, thank you. The zapping of a person if they're not, you know, doing the right thing or whatever, that could go a step further. I don't know if you ever heard of a movie, it's maybe even been before your time, called Solvent Green. Basically, you were taken out at a certain point in your life when you were, I guess, it was too expensive to, whatever. Anyway, they could just take us out when we got too old.
That's right. Soylent Green, boy, that's a fabulous movie.
It absolutely, and again, another one of those scary movies. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about the Verichips and the ones that they are implanting in people right now. There are some major problems with it. I mean, MRIs for one.
Oh, absolutely. There's some serious downsides. And by the way, at our website at spychips.com, that's www.spychips.com, we have lots of information about the Verichip. I have photos up there about the Verichip and all of the documents associated with the Verichip, like when you actually go to get one and the forms you fill out. It's all posted there. But yes, there are some downsides. For one, you can't go into an MRI unless you're fully alert, because they say you have to tell the operator if there's some sensation in your arm. We assume that would be burning or movement of some kind, which, you know, anything metal in an MRI can heat up or move around. And so people they're selling this to, the people who are mentally impaired.
Well, they're softening us. They're softening us up.
But they're selling it to people who then suddenly would not be able to get an MRI. Think about it.
Right.
I mean, that's an important diagnostic test.
Especially for those people.
For those people. And they're talking about, well, if you're unconscious and you're in the emergency room, you know, then this can speak for you. Well, unfortunately, people aren't going to know if you have a Verichip in your arm, and so they might inadvertently put you in an MRI. Or if they know you have one, they'll say, well, that person's unconscious. We can't use that important test.
And then they're also saying that, okay, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this? Okay, we'll make people wear wristbands to let people know that they've got a chip in them.
Right, well, exactly. Or as we point out, we have a second book out called The Spy Chip's Threat, Why Christians Should Resist RFID and Electronic Surveillance. And in there, we show a patent application that anticipates this need for markings. And instead of a bracelet, they're talking about actually tattooing somebody, maybe with one of those ones that can only be seen under certain light. And, of course, you know where that's going to go. I mean, if you're in an emergency and they want to find out, you know, exactly, you know, what the problem is, they're not going to want to, you know, be taking clothes off. They're going to want to look at your hand, maybe, or your forehead to see, you know, exactly, you know, what's up.
Mark of the Beast.
Well, we're not calling it Mark of the Beast, but it certainly does have some very frightening parallels, you know, the eventuality of that.
You also make the point in your book, Spy Chips, that they will be able to, that they being businesses, that they being people that want to sell things to you, can now, with these chips, they can start distinguishing between customers and perhaps charge one customer another one price and another customer another price based upon the knowledge that they have looking at their chip.
Absolutely. And they are so excited about that, by the way, Liz. When we go to conferences, they love the idea of being able to determine exactly who's entering their stores to see whether that person is someone worth serving.
Not based on how cute you are. That's based on how much money you have.
How much money you have, right, whether you're wearing a Rolex watch or, you know, whether you're wearing Walmart running shoes. And the other thing is, yes, if you don't contribute to the store's bottom line like they'd like and you're breathing their valuable air and pushing their nice carts, well, they'll charge you, say, $5 for a jar of peanut butter. Well, they'll charge someone who buys filet mignon and some Doritos, they might charge that person half as much.
And they would be able to, the technology is there for them to be able to do something like that.
Exactly. And another thing that scares us is that, you know, they have the technology that could require authentication. And then once you're authenticated, they could possibly make a decision as to whether they want to let you in at all.
Well, you've talked about Tommy Thompson and his connection with Verichips. This isn't a partisan issue, is it?
No, actually, both sides of the aisle, unfortunately, in our government have been sold a bill of goods that this is somehow going to make us all safer. And, you know, I'm hoping now that our book is being featured at the Capital Reader, which is a publication that provides synopses of the most important political books of the year and is highly read by, you know, people in Capitol Hill, that they'll get our book and they'll realize all the downsides to this technology. Already we've been contacted by a couple of senators who are interested in possibly passing some legislation. And, of course, at the state level, right now in New Hampshire, they're getting ready to pass a bill that requires labeling at the very least of these tags and in some cases, you know, does not allow them.
And you had, and I'd like to get specific with the bipartisanship of the,
sure,
of this acceptance. Joe Biden.
Yes, Senator Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure that he's so accepting of it, but there was a comment that he made which sent chills down my spine. It was during the Supreme Court hearings for Justice John Roberts. And he said, and I'll paraphrase this, something to the effect of, you know, one day, you know, you're going to have to make a decision if someone can have a microchip implanted in his body against his will to monitor his movements. And he said, mark my words, you will decide on that during your tenure. And so this seems to be, you know, something that's been discussed seriously on Capitol Hill.
And Roberts is older than me. So that means that it's something that's going to happen in all of our lifetimes.
Well, unless we stand up and say no. And by the way, in our book, we have a whole chapter in both of our books about how we can fight back against this technology. What these companies are hoping is that we won't say anything and we'll just get with the program.
And I'd like to get to a couple of calls here,
sure.
And then when we come back, when we have to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about what people can do to address this. Raj, you have a question for our guest, Liz McIntyre.
Yes. I have a question. I wanted to know, and good morning, how would the microchips affect people that's wearing hearing aids, pacemakers, you know what I'm saying, those type of devices that they have, defibrillators for the heart? Would they affect those people that's wearing those type of devices?
Thanks for your question.
Well, that's a real big concern, Raj. It hasn't been around long enough to see exactly what's going to happen. But remember, these chips don't, at this time, emit anything. They wait for a reader device to activate them. And certainly, you know, there could be some interference. In fact, in the Verichip literature, it talks about maybe not being able to read these chips because of ambient radio waves in the environment. And, of course, ambient radio waves can affect pacemakers and other things, too. And so, you know, we're just waiting to see.
And the other piece about this is that it's just common sense, isn't it, Liz? If they don't want to tell us, if the manufacturers, if marketers, if people don't want to tell us that they have this stuff in our products, then we should be very concerned about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, every time we have legislation come up and all we ask for is labeling, you know, just let consumers know, let them make the choice. They fly these big dollar guys out to argue for days about why this is such a bad idea. And we have to ask, well, if this is not going to harm the consumer and it's so good for everybody, then you would think you'd be shouting it from the rooftops.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to the author of Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Our Good Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID, Liz McIntyre. She's joining us from Texas. I'm Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9. We're taking a break. You need to stay with us, folks. Much, much more coming at you.
Moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just an earnest you.
It's time to register for the free DNA Heritage and Ancestry Analysis valued at $250 to be given away Friday morning on the wake-up call, courtesy of African Ancestry, Inc. Be the 10th caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box for the drawing Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The 10th caller right now at 454-6660 gets registered. So, good luck. is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline London. Economics professor Alan Krueger of Princeton University will be giving a lecture in London tomorrow that presents findings disputing the American position that terrorism is born out of poverty. Krueger took a sampling from Hezbollah suicide bombers in Israel and found that the vast majority of them came from well-to-do families. He also points out to Osama bin Laden himself, who comes from a family of wealth. Krueger makes the argument that terrorists tend to come from oppressive regimes such as Saudi Arabia and Egypt and are motivated by idealism, not by the fact that they have nothing to lose. Krueger says President Bush is not correct when he says the terrorists envy the American way of life. And in fact, American policy on the war on terror has brought on a lot of the response from the insurgents and terrorist groups. And Dateline Washington. The rumblings about an American attack against Iran may have more credence if you consider some of the following ideas. The oil and gas reserves in the southern Caspian Sea are the second largest on the planet. If the U.S. took control of Iran, it would have the eastern bank of the Persian Gulf and the southern Caspian Sea. Presently, the United States has access to key areas of the Gulf, namely Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It already has a passageway from the Caspian Sea to the Persian Gulf through Afghanistan and Pakistan. The taking of Iraq would cement complete control over that part of the world that is responsible for the main production of petroleum. Iranian officials may have driven the final nail in their coffin last week with the announcement that they plan to convert their oil trading market to the euro. This could lead to a severe collapse of the American dollar if an oil spot market is set up that is without the greenback as its benchmark. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the drawing right now. We have our winner. No more calls for the drawing at this time. We have our winner. Thank you.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray of Higher Ground. I'm moving from the 1 to 2 p.m. slot to the 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday slot on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I will talk to you then.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Hello, this is Alfred Durley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
According to CARP, with your host Stanford CARP, is now being heard Mondays from noon till 1 p.m. Come join the fun as we discuss the events of the world about us. Come join in. We need you each and every Monday from noon until 1.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm talking to the author of Spy Chips. I'm talking to Liz McIntyre, and she is joining us from Texas. And Liz, I want to get to one quick thing that I wanted to cover before you have to leave us. This Real ID Act that our government has passed.
Right. That's frightening. It passed last spring. It gives the Department of Homeland Security the right to set federal driver's license standards that every state must follow. Now, we're really concerned that this will include RFID in it at some point. And
how would we know that it does or it doesn't?
Well, because there's such scrutiny of it, we will know.
Okay.
But, you know, public opinion, unfortunately, with the government doesn't seem to make a big difference. They're already starting to put RFID tags in our passports. And so we're concerned that they'll also try to do that to our driver's licenses, which would make, our driver's licenses not only de facto national ID cards, but also remotely readable de facto national ID cards.
Mm.
And that's a serious problem. And we've seen an RFP, a request for a proposal, for this technology by the Department of Homeland Security, and they want to beef up this technology so they can read these RFID tags from 25 feet away in cars driving by at 55 miles an hour. They want to read these tokens on up to 55 people in buses driving by. They want to be able to pinpoint people on street corners. And we're talking about when they have ID documents in their purses, stashed under their car seats, you know, folded up. I mean, it doesn't matter. They want to be able to read them. And that's pretty frightening when you think about, how that could affect us.
And how could that affect us?
Well, if the government can know everywhere you're going remotely without your knowledge or consent, to me that's unreasonable search and seizure. And, the government is already, to my thinking, violating the Fourth Amendment in taking all of our private records and mining them because they're buying those from private enterprise, things they can't get themselves, but they're kind of, going around the regulation, around the Bill of Rights. And, there's nothing to say that they wouldn't do the same thing.
They could be marking us in ways that we don't even know. They could be marking us in ways of, okay, this is a person of African descent. This is a person of Chinese descent. This is a person of Irish descent. This is a person that makes so much money. This is a person that has no kids. All of these different ways that we wouldn't even know.
Exactly. And, of course, today the group is the people from the Middle East, the people of Middle Eastern descent, but you never know who that's going to be. At one time, it was people of Japanese descent who were rounded up and put in concentration camps here in this country. And so tomorrow, it could be, who knows? It could be people who refuse to take a mark, Christians. I mean, it could be anybody.
So what are some things that people should do?
Well, first, become informed. We have a newsletter, free newsletter, at spychips.com. Sign up for that. You can volunteer to help us. Read the books. Get them at your library or buy them at Amazon.com or, your local bookstore, please. We have two books out, Spy Chips and The Spy Chips Threat. The Spy Chips Threat talks about, how this relates to Christian prophecy in the Book of Revelation. And, of course, boycott places that are going to be promoting the technology. Walmart wants this on things. They're already putting it on things. Stop shopping at Walmart. Tell them why. Procter & Gamble, Gillette. Big spy chippers, don't buy their products and tell them why. Because we have a big lever. We're consumers. They want our dollars. And if we stop giving them our money and we tell them why, they'll have to change.
Mm. One more quick question here. Molly, quick question.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi, Molly. To you and your guests. I have a question. Actually, I've noticed that a lot of restaurants and other businesses, when they give me my receipt of purchase, on the bottom there, it has a 1-800 number. They're asking you to call in to do some type of survey to rate their business, and you could win like $10,000 or something like that. But I'm getting them from everywhere. And
right.
I'm just wondering, should this kind of thing be avoided because they're wanting to know where you live and your phone number and all this kind of stuff? It really scares me.
Thanks, Molly. A lot of people are scared, aren't they,
yeah,
Liz?
Molly, you're right. And they're trying to get your phone number. When you call a toll-free number, you can't block your number, so they know what your number is.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your number, they'll know where you live.
Right.
And they'll ask you lots of invasive questions to get information about you that you probably don't want to be sharing.
And it's amazing the questions that they ask.
Yes.
And I'm amazed that people would even give them that kind of information.
Absolutely.
So, Liz, what's your website?
www.spychips.com. It has an S on the end. buychips.com.
Okay. Can you stay with us for one more minute? Take one more call?
You know, I wish I could. I have a – I'm on the Tom Hartman show coming up.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Well, tell Tom I said hi.
I will. Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Let me get to some of your calls and questions and comments. I know Liz had to go, but let's get to you. Doris. Doris? Hadora.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I'm listening to all of this, and what I'm wondering, these government officials, aren't they elected people? That's a job for them. And from my understanding, the government is nothing but the people that it's made up of. How is it that the American people are sitting by letting all this take place, and yet we say that we voice our opinion or our disapproval.
Well, Hadora, and we only have like 3 minutes here, so let me jump in if I may. One of the ways that I think that this is happening is because people don't know. People need to know about this. There are thousands and thousands of people that were listening to the show this morning that didn't know this, that didn't know that Tommy Thompson went from working at Health and Human Services, where he had access to millions of Americans' files, health files, and now he's working for the company to try to get those RFD tags in those files. People didn't know. That's why it's so important to inform yourself.
Well, I just want to say that we as American people, we need to jump out there and
Absolutely.
Get all the information we can so we can act upon it.
Absolutely.
Have a blessed one.
Take care of yourself, Adora. Clark. Doris.
Hi, Liz. I'm calling about this OnStar. You know, they can track
yeah.
you in your car.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you now whether your car needs assistance or anything. That's really a lot of tracking. And
I don't want OnStar in my car. I don't, and that's why they play the commercials with the crying baby and the woman in the ditch.
Right.
Thank you, OnStar. You saved my life. To soften you up, to say, well, gosh, I guess it would be a good thing to have a satellite tracking me wherever I go for every minute of the time that I'm in my car.
Well, that's a prime example. And now it's saying it can tell you if your car, you know, it can diagnose your car, you know, on a regular basis.
And I guess that it could stop your car in the middle of the road, too, if it wanted to.
It can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you want somebody to have that ability with your car?
Well, I considered getting it, but then I said, no, I better not. I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Doris. This is Liz Brown's Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Tell you what you got to do. Stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brother. Stop
It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The International Olympic Committee will have some questions for the Austrian team after a late-night drug raid by Italian police. More from ABC's Aaron Kuchersky in Torino.
Doping suspicion fell on Austrian athletes coached by a man banned from the Olympics after a doping scandal in 2002. The same guy visited the dorm housing biathlon and cross-country team members here, but Austrian